definitely at some point will have to like give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. If you're not ready to learn, then take your ass two doors down with the rest of those crying bitches. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve. It is Game. Wait, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Hold on, let me get this shit right. All right, get that, kick it off with the music. What's going on, everybody? Hope y'all are doing good. First off, shout out to, I gotta do this more, I forgot. All the dogs out there that has made Man Mindset history on this day, shout out to you guys out there. You always be in the books until someone changes that number right there. But anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to continue from yesterday's show. But first off, before we jump into this, as always, shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. Hope all you guys are doing good. Shout out to all you guys out there. Also the ladies out there. Ladies, how you doing? Now, ladies, I told you I'm going to drop a track, so I'm going to probably try to do something later on tonight or tomorrow to put a new poetry track for my females that like the shit, so I got you, ladies. But anyway, it's the Man Mindset Show. As always, guys, you know the rules of how we do things, and the first thing I do want to say to all you guys is to go ahead. Get your notebooks out. Get your crayons out. Write down, take notes, and take the information that we're giving you. Utilize this information because what you are getting, we're doing something different. We are not like the average YouTuber out there just talking about a bunch of bullshit on the surface level. Also, I want you guys to, if you're brand new, make sure you go to Walmart, Dollar Store, get your 100-piece puzzle set. Make sure you start the process off right. Because if you don't start the process off right, you're not going to understand anything that I am saying today. So anyway, you know how we do it. Guys, y'all can call in. Y'all have the number. The number is 563-999-3056. I knew I fucked it up. You said, did I fuck it up? Okay, no, I didn't fuck it up. I thought I fucked it up. Anyway, also, guys, what's beautiful about this show, if you are texting a woman and you're having a problem, you just put a T in the chat. One thing y'all learn about people that have game, we can just do stuff right off the top of our head, okay? We don't need a Twix moment, think about things. So if you're texting a girl and things are going wrong, just put a T. Just put a T in the last thing the woman said. If you have a question, put a Q in there. That means you want me to answer your question, put a Q in there. And for you guys, for you West Side guys, put a W in there, a W for something a woman has said to you before that has thrown you off. And then that way I can answer the question better. Okay, guys, well, this is what the show is about. This show is not only about giving you game, excuse me, I'll clear my throat, but this show is also about showing you how game works in real time. Okay. So shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Shout out everybody. Now, last night we talked about the core of you, and I told you we'll continue this because, I mean, we're so deep. I don't know how many days this is going to be because this is a huge thing. This is your core. And if you're just joining us, your core is the thing that got you to the egg. It was the thing that each and every one of you guys has inside of you. What my job is to bring that out of you. And we're talking about that. So let's go ahead and get into that. And as we were talking about, to kind of carry over from last night, we got to the part of the role of what your king, the head of your table, okay? That part of you should be thinking about thinking and defining problems and understanding solutions, and he should be your time manager, and he should always stamp the ideas and everything that goes on in your head and in your life before you even walk out that door. While you're out of that door, when you see a woman, when you go over there and put your bid in, when you walk away from that woman, when that woman gets in touch with you, when you're communicating with her, when you go see her on the first date, when you see her on the second date, when you go in for the kiss, for the hug, the touch, when she comes over, as she's over, when she's in your shower, she's in your bedroom, she's on your sink, afterwards as well, and that's how deep that individual is. So we just want to make sure that y'all understand where all this is coming from. Oh, I guess we are close. I do tell y'all that. Guys, I just want to give y'all, thank you. Bernie, I want to say thank you, man, because I was going to do it next week, but I think I'll be doing a show probably Thursday to kind of push that. But we got to start preparing you guys for Valentine's Day. And we always do this early. Like you say, for Halloween, we do it in September. You see what I'm saying? We always prepare you for times where there are going to be a lot of single events, and we got to get y'all prepared for those. So we will be working towards that. But also, what you're getting right here is also working towards that as well, because nobody out there shows you the kind of game we are doing. And then when I get a chance, I'm going to do one. I don't know when I'm going to do it. But we're gonna do a chat line show. I'll probably just do a chat line show and just let y'all hear me spit some yak and the women replying and stuff like that. So I mean, there's a few things we'll do and a few things we will knock out. So guys, y'all have the number if you want to call in. The lines are open for you for any of your questions that you have. There are no dumb questions out there. They're just people that sit around and allow life to pass them by. But as I was saying before, to continue where we are and what we were talking about, okay? See, your mindset when you cross over to this side of the game or start to make the transition, now you do have to understand, if you are thirsty, needy, desperate, weird, and you just need to fuck, he's not coming out. You'll never meet this person. If you are judgmental, that means first judgment is judgment of self. Second judgment, judgment of women. Third judgment, judgment of trying to fit a narrative. Fourth judgment is worrying about other men and judging other men off of who you are. So if you have these things, this is why he is not, you have not connected to this person. But whether you connected or not, I've got the show must go on with or without you. And I hope it's with you versus without you. But the primary role of the core of you, okay, is always the process of thinking, okay? Always thinking about how I can improve what I am, my thinking process, moving faster, swiftly, smoothly, all these things, efficiently, okay? All right? And when you begin to do this, you always start to create a solution mindset that is triggered by action steps and action plans, okay? All right? Action steps and action plans. Because at the end of the day, gentlemen, the importance of everything is time. Time is crucial, and time is something that a man does not want to waste, okay? We don't want to waste time, and we're too busy nowadays wasting time doing things that that we don't understand, okay? So that's what I'm trying to get all you guys to see. Your time is spent wisely in all your areas. You've got to take time here to go to the marketing team. Ask them, how do I market myself better? Show me the clothes and the outfits that I need to wear to market myself. Not market myself to get women, but how do I market myself to me? What things do I wear to make myself feel good? What shoes do I wear to make myself feel good? What watches do I wear to make myself feel good? What types of jewelry? What types of cologne? I'll sit back and I want to visualize a fashion show that's happening of all the outfits that I'm wearing. And I want to wear that one today. I'll wear that one later on. I'll wear that one tomorrow. Giving time to your marketing team. Giving time to also your scribe. Going over your thoughts in your head of ideas that you have. And seeing if you can take those ideas and move those to your culinary school. See if you can move those to your drug lab. See if you can move those things to your studio. Do you see what I'm saying? It's time that you're putting in yourself. And this is the one thing that the average guy isn't doing. Because on the surface, okay, gentlemen, on the surface for a lot of guys out there, on the surface level, a lot of guys out there are technically looking at everything else but themselves, okay? SK, man, thank you, man. Nah, man, I got you, brother. SK, I appreciate you, brother. I got you, man. Appreciate the super chat, brother. Appreciate you. Much love to you, man. Thank you, sir. But, and this is what's so unique about us. Because a lot of people are always saying, well, if you're doing all this stuff about you, how does that get you the women? Well, this is how it gets you the women. But you can't see it yet because when you're on the surface, you're looking for surface-level answers. You're looking for surface-level guidance, and that's why you're losing to an opponent who isn't looking at the surface of you. They're looking beneath the surface and behind the curtain, and that's why what I'm showing you guys is very important. And please, guys, get your crayons out. Guys, if you want to call in, you know the number. We'll call you. If you got a question, put a Q in there, text, all that. You know, this is what this show is about, okay? But this is what's important that I tell you about the time and everything, okay? See, when you become one with the core of you and start working on you, okay, everything is going to be in a different perspective of how you see the thing, which, and this is very important because I never told you, but this is a connection because everything we do is connect. It allows you to then build different movie theaters. Remember, most of you are in theater number one of Poor Me. But what if you begin to create new places that you go to that you feel good enough when you put your bid in, when you have creative ideas, and when you begin to grow? Because there's got to be an objective of your mindset, how you think about things and how you look at the world, the efficiency, the effectiveness of things, okay? Looking in, asking yourself suitable questions to get direct answers, not from the woman, but to yourself. Because remember, gentlemen, the game that you're learning and everything, okay, which is very important, okay, the thing that you're learning today is, see, we don't ask ourselves the questions. But if we tell ourselves questions, we tell ourselves the questions from the movie theater one. You see a beautiful woman, but wait a second. If all you do is talk to beautiful women, then the beautiful seeing a beautiful woman goes away. See that? When you see a sexy woman, if you're talking to sexy women all the time, or you know that man in the mirror is the sexiest motherfucker you ever met, then sexy goes away. All these things begin to go away. The things that women use against you guys. See, they're only using your thoughts against you and you don't understand it. When you see her, oh my God, she's pretty. Oh my God, what do I do? Oh my gosh, what do I say? Oh my God, how do I go over there? What do I need to say? Come on, think. Don't say the wrong thing. Okay, let's just play it safe. Let me just ask her what she does for a living. Let me ask her what she's up to. Let me try to play. Doesn't work that way. And that's why most of you guys mess up. Versus the one that says, okay, what one of me do I want to handle this? Seduction. Me. Nah, I don't want to use you, seduction. Romantic. Nah, hey, me, I got this. Let me be romantic. I don't want to use you, man. I don't want to use you. Sensual. Nah, man, I got this. Let me do this one. Or freaky. Come on, dog. Let me get freaky with her. Or nasty or dirty or kinky or naughty. But then, you know, you sift through them. And then all the way at the bottom of the corner, just sitting back with his feet kicked up in the at the corner of the table, is smooth. You see, smooth doesn't have to raise his hand and say, pick me. Smooth just says, when is it time? When it's time, it's time. And that's why being smooth is so important. Because even though you have the options of using your romantic you and your sensual you and your sexual you and your kinky and your naughty and all these other stuff, no, you look at smooth, and smooth is the one, he sits back, got his legs kicked up on the table, just kind of either looking through his phone or twiddling his nails, his hand, because he knows when you call him up, it's go time. See, you remember, I see her, and I'm asking myself, how do I want to play this? See that right there? Versus, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. How do I want to play this? But as I grab smooth, okay, I got to then ask the next question. How am I going to market myself? Then I got to go to my marketing team. Now, guys, all of this happens in real time. I know it sounds like it takes for hours and all this stuff. This happens quick. This is how cold you can be. How do I want to market myself? How many laughs and smiles and all this other stuff? All right? And then all of a sudden, my drug lab, okay, we can't hit her with the cocaine of us yet, but we can give her a mushroom of us to start the buzz. See, we get a buzz on us, okay? Let's get a little bit of that going. See that? And then when these guys come together, we're all in the studio, we mixing it down. Once we mix it down, we take to the culinary school to go ahead and knock that flavor out. See, gentlemen, if you notice, everything I'm saying has nothing to do with the woman. And that's what y'all don't see. Everything I'm saying has nothing to do with the woman whatsoever. She's just in front of me. But I know what I have to do. Scribe, I mean, come on. Why don't you get that file on my bid? Go pull up my bid. Go ahead and grab my bid. Go ahead and put this into action. Go over there and walk over to her and put my bid in. Good job, gentlemen. I got this. And that's how you move. I didn't say anything about the woman being beautiful, having a boyfriend and all this other stuff. And here's the best thing about it. If she says no versus saying yes. All right, peep game. She says no, rejects me and all of this stuff, right? After it's all over and I float away, Hey, guys, we're going out for a beer. Great jobs. Hey, great job, gentlemen. Y'all did everything right. I can't be mad at you guys. Can't be mad at myself because all I can do is put myself in the position. I can't help the result. Now, I can do everything I can to get result, but I can't get it all the time. And because I didn't get it, I'm fine with it. As long as I stood on my four, did what I needed to do, I'm good. So I'm good. Now, when I get her, oh, that's a whole different story then. Because at that point, when I get her, I'm not happy with it. Because if I got her in 10 moves, why the fuck couldn't it be 8? Why couldn't it be 7? What the fuck did I do wrong? Now, even though I did right, I'm asking myself, what did I do wrong? Think about what I'm saying. Even though I pulled her, what did I do wrong? Because I'm not satisfied. I'll never be satisfied. And that's where I get to go into the film room and go over the process of what happened and begin to make the adjustments for the next woman like her. Now, I didn't say all women, ones like her. So then the next one I see, I can still go and do and make my adjustments, okay? Let me get to SO7, and then we'll get to My Life as Jay. Why do I tend to reject myself with women, especially beautiful ones? My mind turns. Well, it's not that you reject yourself. You just don't know yourself. Again, this goes back to the judgments. Again, unfortunately for you, my brother, your whole life and everything that you're doing right now as a man is all about the theater that you're in right now. And because you're in that theater, you don't believe in yourself, nor will a woman believe in you. Not only do you not believe in yourself, but your team does not believe in yourself. Your culinary school doesn't believe in you. You don't even know what that is because you don't have a scribe, a culinary school, your government. You don't have anything. You're just a surface level guy who chooses to be where he's at. But it goes back, gentlemen, caller, goes back to law zero. And it's just something that you just might have to accept. You see, everybody thinks just because you look like a man, you have all the body parts of a man, that you're a man. And this isn't for everybody. This is why we are a very small club. So maybe it's just that you are what you are, and you just need to accept that you just need to keep eating grass until you're lucky enough to find someone who's going to abuse you, walk all over you, and treat you like a bitch. So it's totally up to you. You're just not a student of the game. So, but it's all good, though. It's all love. So everything you're doing is for yourself. And it's up to her to accept it or not. Yeah, yo, listen. Everything that I do is for me. Let me say it again. Everything I do is for me. And all I can do is present me the best way I can, which is all the time. And regardless of how I present myself, I just don't give a fuck about the end result. I don't care. I care more about me doing what it is I need to do versus the reaction of the woman, because she will see. The reason why I draw them in so fast is because they know that they got this thing that can crush you young men, crush your ego, crush your feelings by the word no. And they know that they have that power. And like I keep telling you, goes back to the three little pigs. She knows she can huff and puff with the word no and shatter your foundation that's made out of hay, wood, or paper. And she know, and some women just love to crush your dreams, because most women who are insecure don't feel good about themselves. But they feel great when they can smash somebody else's feelings and all that other stuff. Some women just do it for the joy, feel thrill of it. So when a woman does that, or she knows she can do that, oh, man, they'll do it. And again, there's a lot of people out there that are not nice. It's not a nice world. But the beautiful thing is that the reason is the draw in is because she's never met me before. Unfortunately, she's met you guys before. Not necessarily you, but your behavior she's met before. She hasn't met you before, but you're defined by your behaviors. You're in this, you're like lumped in with all these guys with your behaviors. So when she realizes that I'm not defined by her, then there is a, well, who is this guy? Well, where is he coming from? I mean, everything I'm saying, you know, I don't want to talk to him. He's not my type of guy, but yet I keep talking to him. He's kind of funny. You know what? He's not as tall as I like him, but, you know, he's kind of making me chuckle. You know, I look at him. Look, look, he's not dressed to impress, but you know what? He just is, gosh, this guy's really different. And you know what? You know what? Okay, I'm going to see what's up. You know what? Okay, we'll exchange information. I'm going to see what's up. Remember, I told you, they will judge. But when you're not fazed by them judging you, that's the thing. Because, see, they can tell your nervousness, your body language, the way you look down, the way you stutter. I mean, you remember, I told you everything is timing and rhythm, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? That's why I always tell you about 5, you know, counting to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See how smoothly that goes? No stuttering, no pausing, no wondering, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But see, a lot of guys don't have that because they're like, oh my God, she's beautiful. What do I say and how do I say it? And that's when she knows she can crush your dreams. She's like a dream crusher. She gets the opportunity. And some women are like that. Some women love crushing your dreams. Let me bring in 714 real quick. 714, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, bro. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up? How can I help you, brother? What's up?
Okay. You know me. I got a question. Since we're like on the third and fourth generation of single mommy raised boys, do you honestly think that once guys like you and I die, that manhood and masculinity can't survive this, or will it fail? I think it's going to fail. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's going to fail. I think what people don't understand, okay, there are underground syndicates of young boys being raised like me, and it's just not talked about. And I'm doing some above ground things that I shouldn't be talking about, but there are things that are in place right now. Remember, we're like less than 1%, right? So we're going to keep going on. See, the thing is, and I don't know, you're new to this, so I'll explain to you. Right now, the way we look at things right now, okay, marketing, advertisers, and all the other stuff are like for women and, you know, buy women this, buy women that, you know, buy her flowers, go to De Beers, everybody goes to Jared and all those bullshit. Right, we know that, right? So. That being said, that's still going to happen no matter when it's happening now, and it's going to happen even after we leave this planet, right? So the thing is that the powers that be understand this. We're a small group. We're not known. They know of us by our behaviors. They write stories about us. We're in romance novels. We're the bad boys in the movies, all that other stuff. But we don't mess up the economy or the money. We're not fucking up the money. We're not. See, our job is not to buy. See, and that's why they leave us alone. See, we're always going to be. It's just that we're just a small group. So even when we're gone, there will be ones that are going to fill our spots. It's still going to be the same thing. It's going to be a woman's world run by women, and then they're going to be the males that are being run by women. Run by marketing averages, companies, and all the other stuff, following YouTubers, blah, blah, blah. But then there's us. We're going to be always be. It's like we're like roaches, I guess. We always going to be around, man. We are always going to be around. It's just that we're so far and few between. We get the lion's share of everything, but we're not fucking up the economy. So, we'll still be around. It's just that no one's supposed to know. I mean, that's why we're so few and far in between, because real men are like mythical. It's like, you know, that's why they write about us in stories. novels and romance novels and stuff like that. They, you know, even back in the days when they were drawing on fucking caves and shit like that, it's like they will always tell stories, and we're a story because we're like kind of like fiction to the world. But like I said before, Mickey Mouse, and I told the guys before, Mickey Mouse did us the best favor in the world because Walt Disney or Mickey Mouse kept showing the women what men were when they were young, but
right,
they didn't understand.
Right.
They understood the good guy, you know, the fairy tale, happily ever after. And that's why when they were young, they were all about the guy on the white shining horse, fairy tale bullshit thing. But subconsciously, Mickey also programmed them to want the us. See, we came when they became adult women. When they're kids, that's where the nice, you know, let me ride in and save the day. So even when we're gone, these young girls today, even young girls today, are still going to get indoctrinated with the Mickey Mouse thing that's going to help us out on the back end. It won't help us out. You know what I'm saying? We're not the only, you know, they're not saying mess with young girls. I'm saying that the young girls right now, they're all about the good guy. They want the fairy tale. They want that romance relationship.
Right.
But as they get older and they start maturing and things like that, they'll start to realize that they want something else, and that is the bad boy. That's that bad guy that,
right,
that woven in subconsciously. Think about this. He's in their mind at like 5 or 6 years old, and they don't even understand it. And as soon as they start watching Walt Disney, Cinderella, Snow White, fucking Lion King, any Walt Disney movie, they will always start to work on the subconscious that's going to come out when she gets older.
Exactly.
So even though we're going to be gone, the women will still be the same. They will deal with the nice guys, but they will always want to fuck the bad boys. They will always want
right.
us. That's why we're few and far between. But see, the world doesn't understand stories. They don't understand, you know, like I was saying, since the caveman time, people, hieroglyphics and all other stuff, people talked about great warriors or talked about us. It was just in another language, whether it was on a cave or on a pyramid. You see what I'm saying? We're always going to
be
around.
We're not a dying breed. We're just a small minority. But I just want to make another point. Like these young guys, you know, you're 50, like you told me yesterday or whatever. I'm 64 in a week or so. You know, I feel bad for these younger guys because remember back like in the 70s and 80s when we would go to the beach, you know, I don't know if you're in California, but, you know, if you went to the beaches and stuff, like 90-95% of the women like were in shape. They weighed 120, 125 pounds. So like I'm finding it like literally, bro, it's like 80% of these women I would not fuck if they paid me. It's literally bad.
Okay, but you're looking at a part, but you're not looking at the whole. You got to remember, there was a time before where you were talking.
Wait, the whole H. Wait, did you mean HOLE or WHOLE?
Well, no, what I'm saying is that there was a time before what we see right now. Because remember, society created. Okay, there was a time where thicker women were known as ones that can bear kids and things. You know, it wasn't fat, but they considered a woman skinny as malnourished before TV and advertising and all that marketing stuff came out. See, what you're talking about is what TV decided, okay, this is how we're going to sell clothing. This is how we're going to market makeup. This is how we're going to market. So when TV started, not radio, because it had to be a visual, not a listen,
right,
but a visual. So once that started happening, because before then, you know, women used to wear clothing where you couldn't even see their body. You know what I mean? You couldn't even see it. So then what happened?
No, I remember, bro. I was looking at a colorized video somebody colored from the like 40s or 50s, and even though they were wearing dresses back then and everything, and guys were tight. Man, these women were still—you could still see they were hot looking. I don't care if that,
right,
with long dresses, they still look hot if they were good. In other words, a cute woman can look good in a potato sack.
I know, but what I'm saying to you, brother, is that you're okay. Let me explain what you're doing. You're looking it through your lens of your perception. Because listen, I can't knock a guy who has a fat fetish. You know what I mean? or a guy that likes real skinny, thin, thin women. You know what I mean? Every man
right.
wants what he wants. You see what I'm saying? So I can't.
But most want thin, right?
Well, I can't say that because because everybody now is why all the women trying to get bigger asses. You see what I'm saying? You know, why are they getting all this cosmetic surgery to make their asses bigger? Because they know that it's the in thing right now. It's just what is in, it's what society's saying what is in. And once they figure out what
right.
is in, they will find the Kim Kardashians and all the other women that women follow. And they will slide them some money. This is what I want you to wear because I want this to be the end thing. This is what I want you to do because this is the end thing. So then the women are just following. So what's happening? So whether they're fat, skinny, or whatever, every man has his own, what he considers sexy to him. So I can't knock a man for you, if you like women the way you want them, who I have no right to say you're wrong. I can't tell you wrong. That's what you
right.
want. You know what I'm saying? So it's not what they are on the beach, because there are a lot of guys out there that like thick women. And I don't mean thick ass and chubby and fat, but there are guys that like fat women. I mean, everybody.
Right, of course. But, bro, some of these women nowadays are like 300-400 pounds. I mean, I don't know very many men. Maybe 1% of all guys like a 300-400-pound broad. I mean, think about that.
It's fetish. I mean, some guys like fat women sitting on them on their bodies and sitting on their faces and stuff. But I'm not going to say every woman is 300-400 pounds. It's just every woman has her own body structure. So
regardless
of her body structure, that's where I'm trying to get these young men out of. I don't care what her body structure is. If that's something that you're interested in, I'm not here to stop you what you're interested in. I'm here to put you in a position to get what it is you want. But I see what you're saying from your perception. That's how you feel. I can't argue or debate what you think. But that's why I try to tell guys to be careful about trying to fit what someone else wants. Because, you know, for instance, let's say I'm going to use blue and green because I don't want to use colors. So let's say you like blue women. Just give you an example. And you're doing you're saying, you know, blue women are sexy and all this other stuff. And all I see is oranges and reds and purples, you know.
Right.
But I like the blue woman, right? But my whole thing is that the guy that likes the purple woman is allowed to like the purple woman. The guy that likes the red is like the red and the orange.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me what you like. What matters to me is what you do. When you see that red, blue, purple, or green woman, how you move, what you see and what you like, none of my business, because that's surface. Think about that. That's a surface level thought. That's what you see on the outside.
I'm a superficial. I'm a visual superficial fuck, I guess.
No, you're not. No. That's just what you. No. I'm not knocking you. You like what you like, but no. What I'm saying is that a lot of guys, they'll go on YouTube and watch someone that forces them. You know, I might like a green woman. But he might like a olive-colored woman, and what he's going to do is he's going to try to shame me for liking green women and try to get me to like something I don't like by liking olive. You see what I'm saying? And I don't want my guys. I want my guys to say, okay, you like the olive women, I'm cool with you, do your thing. I like the green women, cool with it, do your thing. I'm not going to talk about. I can't judge you for what you like. You can't judge. Now, if you see me act like a bitch around the green, the orange, or the olive.
Right.
Then you have something to say because that's my behaviors, which is an internal below the surface versus what I get. What I like is what I like. And that's why I tell you, I'm not here to – I want my guys not to worry what other people think. Get what you like as long as you get the respect and demand the respect.
Right. And in other words, guys like you and I, we don't give a shit whether people like us or not. We just care if people respect us. And it's impossible – like, you know, it's funny how – they're always talking about shaming people or this or that or triggering people. It's literally impossible to trigger or shame me. I mean, nobody can shame or trigger me. One last question, bro, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but maybe I am stereotyping, but to a little degree, but why, you know, you hear this from a lot of black men and black dating coaches or whatever. How come black men don't eat fox? A lot of black men tell other black men, you hear that black men don't like eat pussy. Why is that?
Well, I can't say black men don't. It's just you have to understand, it's a lot of men that don't. There's a lot of men that don't eat pussy.
Right, of course.
Some don't know how to do it. A lot of men can't fuck just because they're putting they're digging a hole, think they're doing something they're not. So it's not about why they like it or why they don't. It's that what are they going to do about it to fix whatever the problem is? Because if a man
do you eat pussy?
Oh yeah, of course I do. Fuck yeah, I'm ex gigolo. I'm a whore. I'm a slut. I do all that nasty shit. All
right. Now, what about if she's super? Like, if she's a really hot dime, will you eat ass like I will?
Well, the thing is, I'm a hot dime. I don't believe a woman's hot. She catches my curiosity. See, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to get you to see. I don't look at women through a perception of lens, thinking that what she wears, what she cakes on her face, or what she puts on her head makes her hot, beautiful, and sexy.
No, of course not.
Right. So I'm just trying to.
I mean, her pretty personality makes any hot chick look ugly, right?
No, but I'm just saying that if I'm with her, that means she's caught something, maybe my attention or my curiosity. So I'm with her.
Right.
But I don't. I try to get these young men to stop using sexy, hot, beautiful, and things like that, because I want them to look at the mirror and say, "You're sexy, you're hot, you're beautiful." I want the saying that she's beautiful. What is she going to do where I can see beauty in her? Because I don't see beauty in her. I just see a woman. So I just want, because the guys are listening to us. I'm not trying to correct you, but I'm just showing you what we do over here. But
One quick thing before I go. I want to thank you for taking my call. I know you're a busy guy. You took my call quickly, and hopefully I add to the show. But, when I see, hot women, I very, very rarely give them compliments just because they're attention hoes and they're used to it. But like today I went into my HOA office to pay my homeowner association fee, and the girl there, I mean, super nice, but, probably weighs like 350, 400, who knows, she's used. But, I left, I said, thanks, beautiful. So I'm more likely, if I drive through McDonald's and see a heavy set woman, I'm more likely to compliment her and call her beautiful than some hot looking chick who hears it all the time, even though.
Well, that's what I try to teach my students. I want them to see women for women, right? But hot isn't what you put on. Hot is what you do for me. Sexy is how you listen to me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Beautiful is how you do things. You see, for me. So when I see a woman, she gets my curiosity, but then I'm teaching the guys, it goes back to me asking the question, what is she going to bring to my table to get my attention?
Right.
What is she going to bring to the table to get my time? What is she going to bring to the table make me fall into respect, not love, fall into respect?
Yeah.
And then what is she going to do to get the dick? So this is what I'm trying to teach the guys. You see the women, how they are, but what are they going to be to me so I can deem her what I need to put her as based off of how she's treating me? So.
Exactly. Hey, bro, before I leave, one more last quick thing. Remember the original Twilight Zone episodes in black and white from the 60s?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever see the one called Beauty is in the Eye of the Beholder? Do you remember that episode?
What happened on that one? I've seen a lot of them. What happened on that episode?
I'll just tell you real quickly. Basically, this woman basically has her face all wrapped up, and she's having plastic surgery. They're removing the wrappers on her face because she was supposed to have some kind of surgery or something to improve her looks, right? So they unravel the stuff, and I'll just tell real quickly. After they take the wrappings off, it turns out she's like a stone cold fox, like a 10, right? And then you don't see the doctors or nurses yet until all the wrappings are off. And you see her and her face, she's super hot looking. And they give her a mirror to look at, and she starts screaming when she sees her face in the mirror. And then they show you the faces of the doctor and the nurses, and they have pig faces. They all look like pigs.
I remember that. Right. Yeah, they were pig faces. And when she saw herself in the mirror, she screamed because she thought that beauty. I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, but
that was great, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was good. But see, remember, this was all before the internet, YouTube, and all these theories and shit. So, you know, we saw a different world that young men don't see today. So, you know, that's just all good.
No.
Anyway, I got to get back to the show, but good call, man.
Yeah.
We'll throw you back, man, okay?
So I behaved myself, and I can, was a good boy, and so I'm welcome to call up again.
Dude, you're a man. Call in. I don't tell you when
okay.
to call in.
Oh.
Call in. Okay.
No, well, I just, you know, I don't like to be, you know. What about,
oh, no.
did you ever tell Coach Eo that I'm not a complete asshole?
I have not, you know, I will message him today. I will message him today. I'll let him know the old man ain't an asshole.
How often is he on with you?
We're on Mondays. We're together on Monday and Sunday and Monday. We're together Sunday
okay,
and Monday.
So okay, so just tell him, you know, that I turned out not to be such an asshole after all, right? I mean, I'm,
okay,
you know, we're on the same page. All right, keep the faith, and thanks a lot, Steve, and I'm going to go back to listening to the show.
100%.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Good point.
Take it easy.
Thank you, sir. 248-252-819. I got y'all. Let's go ahead and bring y'all in, guys, answer your questions, all this other stuff. Let me grab these guys real quick. 248-252, then 819, and then we'll continue with the show. 248, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Coach. How you doing tonight?
Man, living in your world, brother. How are you?
Pretty good. I'll keep this brief. I'm in an open relationship with this chick. It's been about a year. And, you know, we're just doing our thing, and we meet in the middle and do whatever. You know, getting benefits out of it, you know, she paid for me to take a trip to Florida for my best friend's wedding. She took me to San Francisco last year, whatever. She wants to take me on a cruise this year, whatever. We're just chilling or whatever. However, like, I was kicking it at her place last night, and she expressed that she's jealous of the other women that I'm talking to.
Okay, it's an easy fix. Okay, before you ask, well, what is your question? Because I got the fix in my head, but what is your question? What would you say?
Well,
to
my
her?
Main question is, yeah, like she tried to like break it down, like the most of the women that I talk to, like are women that say that they're looking for their one and only, but they're cool with the way that I live my life, and they still want to kick it with me, and so she's trying to put it like on my ego or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I'm not feeling what she's saying because I've like one of the women that I was talking to.
Right.
Who I brought into a threesome for the both of us. Right. So
okay,
like she's talking out of two sides of her. Go ahead.
Okay. It is a very easy fix. Okay. It's basically sending her aside and ask, listen, whoever talked to you about the guys that you see or don't see. And I don't even want to know. Don't tell me that you are or not. But you never hear me ask you any questions about what you're doing outside of us. And
right.
If you don't stay with this, what I'm saying to you, then we just fuck. I mean, we're just fucking, right? Do you understand that? We're not in a relationship. We're seeing each other. And that means what I do when I walk out that door is none of your business. Nor is it my business what you do when you walk out of my door. So unless you want to keep this thing the way it is, never ask the king why he's king. Never question what I'm doing. If you don't like something that's between you and I, we can discuss it. But you have no right to tell me about other women and what you think, because I don't tell you about other men and what I think, nor did I think anything. Not that I think anything, but this is the key thing. Don't do that again, okay? Do you understand me?
Hmm.
And that's the key thing. It's got to be at that level. Do you understand me? Because I want to make sure that if you understand me and this happens again, I'm gone. I'm cutting you off. Because listen, baby, when we're together, don't I make you feel like you're the only woman in the world? When I'm together, don't you lose time? Don't you feel like you're my woman when we're together? Well, then, if you want to lose that, keep asking me questions about shit that's none of your business. That's all you got to do, brother. Keep that shit 1,000.
All right. Appreciate
okay?
it, Coach. Thanks so much. I'll go back
great
in the queue.
Call. All right. Good. All right. Thank you, brother. Great call. Area code 252, then 819. 252, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve the Dean?
Yo, what's
yeah,
up?
So my question is this. I've been seeing a girl, like, for 5 years.
Yes, sir.
And she's with my program. She's, like, you know, submissive. Mm-hmm. She's a good girl, and everything's good, you know. The only issue I have, and I want to get your opinion on this, is, like, you know, we don't go out that much, but whenever we go out, like, dinner, like, you know, I foot the bill. you know, she thinks I got money, you know. But she's really cool, submissive. She does whatever I want. But she doesn't really ever offer to pay for dinners or anything like that, breakfast. But, like, I always pay. Is that because she's submissive and wants me to, like, be the dominant guy?
No, this is how you trained her. No, listen. Has she ever said to you, hey, let's go out to eat? Or she say, let's go to breakfast together. Has she ever said that to you? Or are you the one always telling her?
I'm the one telling her, hey, let's go out, because she just wants to stay in. Like, she doesn't, like, she's like, oh, I don't want to go out. Like, you know, she wants to stay in. But I'm the one, like, hey.
But this is on you then. Because you choose to take her out because you want to go out. I don't know why you're taking her out. Yeah, we can kick it and get some fucking burgers and shit. You know what I mean? If she's a stay-at-home chick and you choose to take her out, then that's on you. See, this is the problem. You can't – all right, she's an at-home girl. You can't ask an at-home, stay-at-home woman to start going out and then paying you to go out when that's not what she is. She's an at-home chick.
Yeah.
When you're bringing her out, which is your – you can do that, but – you can't expect an at-home woman to go out because you want to go out and then pay because you go out when that's not her. She's at home. That's why she's at home. So I would not go. I don't know why you're taking her out, but I wouldn't take her out because I don't want you to put a judgment on her feeling like I'm taking you out. Why am I always paying? But the question is, why are you taking her out?
Yeah. Well, she was over my place the last 3 days, and we stayed in, like, you know, we enjoyed it, you know, just had a really good fun. Cool. I took her out one time in 3 days, you know. But, you know.
No, I'm just saying, regardless of everything. Yeah, but no, but that's the choice you're making. You're saying let's go out, but you can't say let's go out, why don't you pay? Because she's not offering or asking to go out. You're the one saying to go out. Yeah. Now, if she was
why isn't she like... Why won't she say, hey, you know what? I'm going to foot the bill tonight. You know what I'm saying? Why doesn't she do that?
Because she's an inside girl. She doesn't like going out.
Yeah.
So you can't make her into – you can't make a duck into an elephant. You know what I mean? The duck does duck thing. Right? So her being inside, that's what she does. Yes, she will go out with you because she wants to make you happy, but she doesn't have to pay for it because you're the one asking her out. Now – if she's asking you out all the time and you're doing it, then I would say the next time she asks you out, you say, yeah, where are you taking me? But you're the one taking her out. So if you're taking her out, so don't get mad at her because she's not paying. She's just following your lead, but she doesn't want to. Matter of fact, you should be training her to cook for you more versus going out. Where you train her to go to the store and do it. What's up?
Yeah, she will actually buy ingredients for the recipes and stuff like that. When we're, like, you know, eating it and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So don't don't get mad at her if she doesn't pay because she's not really asking to go out. You're the one, okay, brother?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, D.
All right. Great respect to you, man. Great call, brother. Great call. 819. Then we'll get to the show. 819. What's up, brother? How can I help you, man?
819. Hey, how you doing?
Yes. What's good, man? How can I help you?
So, everything's good. So my question is, today I was in the mall. I was walking after work in the mall, and I saw this woman, so I wanted to talk to her. But normally I always put my bid in, like if you told us, and you know, like you guided us how to do it. I made it short and clear.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel it. Like, I didn't feel like I normally do. You know, so there is this weird feeling, like I feel like there is something I miss. So I don't know, is it the way maybe I interacted, or did I judge her because she was, you know,
I'm going to tell you, you lost on two levels, okay? I'm going to show you why you lost, okay? First level, first way you lost is that you're not rehearsing. I don't know how many times I tell you guys out there, you've got to rehearse your bid 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday. You got to rehearse all the time. all the time. You in the shower, you know, hey, how you doing? My name is 819. You sitting on the toilet reading the paper. Hey, how you doing? You brushing your teeth. I don't care what it is. You always have to rehearse the bid because when it's go time, there is no, ooh, I made a mistake. Can we all go back and we do this over again? Always got to rehearse. Okay, that's number one you do. Okay. Now, the number two thing you didn't do is judgment number two. When you look at a woman and you say that she's beautiful, what you're saying is I'm not good enough for her because she's beautiful. See, I'm beautiful. You know what I mean? This is how you should be talking to yourself. I'm beautiful. I'm sexy. I'm fucking attractive, right? And she's just a woman.
Yep.
She's a woman. Now, she's going to, she can be beautiful, sexy, and attractive by what she does to you and gives to your kingdom, but we cannot give her a free pass because she's smart enough to wear something tight. She knows how to fix her makeup or her weave and all the other stuff, or her genetics make her body a certain type. We can't give her a free pass just because of that. No. So your problem is you didn't rehearse. But number two is you made her beautiful. Now, you were interested in her. She got your curiosity because there was something on her that you liked, which was good. But that's where it should stop. When you see that okay, I see it. Okay, she fits what I like. Okay, bid. Bring the bid. It's time for the bid, which I've been rehearsing. So I'm good. Matter of fact, I'm going right into it. I'm going right into it without even thinking because I rehearsed it. Guys, the reason I talk about rehearsal and sound check is no different than you performing at an opera, a rock concert, a rap hall, or wherever you at. You must get on that stage before the people file in. You must check the microphone. You must check the lighting. You must check the music. You must check the stage. You've got to check everything because when you perform, that's how you put on a great performance, by going early and doing the rehearsals and the sound checks and all that other stuff. That's all I'm trying to get you to do is the same thing, is that you got to rehearse the bid. You got to rehearse it because there is no such thing as, well, I said the wrong thing. That tells me that you haven't been rehearsing. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, it really does. And I'm really thankful because normally, I'm always clear, short, and, you know, precise on what I'm saying. It's just that today I really feel like I felt it, even though
Let me show you the lie that you just told yourself. Is there ever a day in your life that if you had to count to five, you would miss a number? Like you'll miss two or four or something? Is there ever a day if you were asked to count to five, you'll be able to do it the same way all day, every day, right? All day, every day. If you're Spanish, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, right? If it was German, eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, right? It would no matter what it is, right? You could count to five. So there is no such thing as it didn't come right today. We don't do that. Because if I'm rehearsing it, you rehearsed your numbers enough where you know every day you can count to five easily. It's the same thing, man. There's no such thing as I messed up if you rehearsed yourself right. Okay?
Yeah.
Keep working on it, brother. Keep working on it, okay? Keep your head up. Good job, though, 819, okay, brother?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, brother. I'll throw you back in. Let me grab this last call, the guys, and we'll continue. 407, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Dean, it's Damien. I just wanted to see if I could say my bid out and see what kind of grade I get for it.
Sure, what's up? Go ahead. She's
I don't mean
wait, 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 stop. She's... Okay. She's at the mall looking at perfume. She's at the mall looking at perfume. All right, I'm the woman at the mall looking at perfume. So I'm at the mall looking at perfume. Go. What are you saying?
Excuse me. I see that you're looking at perfume, and I don't want to take too much of your time. Your name is?
Okay. Slow it down a little bit.
Okay.
My name is Apple.
I don't mean to take too much of your time, but the reason why I came up to you is because your beautiful eyes caught my curiosity. And I said to myself, that's the type of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way, and I would love to take you off some time. Why don't you take my number?
Okay, where did you think you did wrong? You did a lot of right. You did one thing wrong. What is that?
Allow me to introduce myself.
You're still a stranger. Introduce
allow
yourself.
Allow me to introduce myself?
Yeah, you didn't
introduce,
yourself. Right. You did everything good, but you didn't introduce yourself.
Okay, okay.
Right, you didn't introduce yourself. All right, okay, so well, that's
let me,
just okay.
Let me,
that's
let me
okay.
put that, let me...
Yeah, you got to put that. You're
down with my crayon.
Right, she's asked who you are. Now, let's see how you carry it over. She sends you a text message. Hey, this is Apple from Macy's. I saw you in Macy's. What are you saying to Apple?
Well, tell her the story of how we met.
Nah, go for it. Go. I'm listening. Go. You're talking. She just texted you. What are you saying to go.
Like, hey, Apple, it's great hearing from you. I'm the guy that you met at Macy's. I was going to Macy's to get some clothing for myself, but now I got a bone to pick with you.
No. Hey, Apple, I got a bone to pick with you. It's smiley face. You know, LOL. I got a bone to pick with you. You know, one thing I love to do when I take my shower, I love to take my cologne and spray it in my towel and rub my body over with it. And I was all out of my cologne. You know what? I needed to give me some Allure cologne. So I got up, and now here I am, minding my own business, trying to get my Allure cologne. And then I saw you, Apple. And here is where I got the bone, LOL, because here I am, minding my own business. And then I saw that pretty smile that you had. And then it was at that moment, I said, okay, man, stay. I got a 407. What am I going to do here? Am I going to go get my Allure cologne? And have you miss out on the opportunity of meeting a guy like me? Or do I put my Allure cologne on the side, go ahead and bite your neck and take you up the tree? You see that?
Yeah.
Then you set up the date. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, leave the sauce. Right. Yeah, so more on, remember, more on your story because you're just going out. So you're going out to do whatever it is you're doing. And the truth is, while you were doing whatever it is you were doing, you saw her. That's the truth. That's the truth. And then whatever she says from that point, hey, guess what? I set up the date, okay? But no, you did good. You did it so good, you just forgot to introduce yourself, okay, my brother? You just forgot to introduce yourself,
well,
okay?
You think that could work out for my favor? Like, she's probably thinking, like, oh, I wonder what his name is.
No, because she's like, "Who? Okay, remember the one thing, and I show all you guys. Remember when you?
Oh yeah.
You,
who are you? Who are you?
Yeah. Who are you? Wait. Remember. Here it is. Here's the thing right here. Who are you? What do you want? And why you? Remember, that's the key here. That's why we got to answer that because most women don't want to talk to a stranger. And plus, she wants to know: Are you looking at my breasts? Or are you listening to what I'm saying? Right. So. Make sure we're hitting those things. Who are you? What do you want? And why you? And if you're hitting those things, you're going to be good. Okay, my brother?
All right. Thank you, Dean.
Hey, good job. Hey, that was dog, that was good, man. You just forgot your name. Slow it down a little bit on the front end. You forgot your name. And your text, you got to explain how you met her, okay? But no, that was pretty good, man. That was pretty good, big dog, okay? Now get your ass back and rehearse
that
shit.
Get to evolve every day.
That's good, brother. Good shit, though, man. Good job, 407, all right?
All right.
Remember
you,
your
Dean.
Name, though. Okay, man. Remember your name, dog. He was flowing good. He's like, well, I didn't tell the bitch my name. Do you tell the story of how you met through a text or audio? No, I would. That's, again, it's dealer's choice. But I would start off with the audio because, see, what I want to do, I want to usher her into the sea and air. So I would do that in a text message. And then once we establish a date and all that other stuff, that's then I'm going to start giving her some of the benefits of being with me through air and sea. So like that. So let's continue, guys. Great calls, man. Let's continue, okay, because we're talking about the core of you, okay? Answer questions. Y'all call in. We got you covered, okay? See, the biggest problem that these guys don't tell you is why y'all mess up because – you never ask the right questions. And I'm not talking about her because I don't ask her what she loves and what she does for a living, all that shit. No. We are trying to ask ourselves the right questions, okay? Because what I'm trying to get is insight on my skills that I need to use when I ask myself the question. And that's why the thinking process is so important. And that's why you set the agenda to understand how you talk, why you talk, where you talk. Okay. See here. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm gonna give you all an example. So these are things that should help getting you a perspective. Okay. When you see her, okay, or if you're rehearsing, again, if you're rehearsing, you know, rehearsals are beautiful because a rehearsal could be, you know, I'm walking down the street and I see a beautiful woman too far away that I couldn't even talk to, but if I got the chance, I would, right? You know what? I see her, damn, I can't see her, but you know what? Let me ask myself the question. What am I facing right now? Who is she, okay? And what's the best way to go ahead and properly put my bid in? What is my out goal outside of sex? Because if she can smell I'm just sex, I'm a lose on her, right? Okay. What is the most effective method that I use for myself to go ahead and bring out a smile? What can I utilize around me? Like, again, if we were talking about Apple in the store, what I did, I used my cologne. I told her I use this cologne when I take a shower and all this other stuff to keep it on me and stuff like that. You see, I'm utilizing what's around me because she's in a perfume thing. I don't give a fuck about her perfumes, but I'm going for the cologne, and the colognes are next to the perfumes anyway, okay? But also what's important is if I saw that woman, I'm asking myself, how can I best organize and arrange what it is I need to do? And I have to make sure my bid goes from a 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. And again, but I must be prepared, even though, gentlemen, now this is very important to understand, even though your bid is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, what happens if you meet an A, B, C, D type woman or a circle shape triangle type woman or red, a green, a blue, a purple type woman? So you've got to be able at this point to look at these women. And this is part of the rehearsal, gentlemen, that makes the rehearsal so great, is because when you look at women that you can't talk to and things like that, this is the opportunity to just, how many times have we seen, like, where she's so far away, but you can kind of notice her, and you would usually be like, damn, I probably fuck that, man, I probably hit that, right? That's cool. But have you ever thought about seeing that woman and saying, damn, you know what, if I ever had that opportunity and I was close enough, this is what I would do. This is why I would do it. This is how I would do it. This is the moves that I will make. That's what I'm talking about. Always looking at your surroundings all the time and always having an answer that is a solution. Because even though, well, let's say she's a blonde, okay? You're around and you see some brunettes, some redheads, yada, yada, yada. And then one day you run into another blonde that kind of fits the description of that one you saw a few days ago. Guess what? You're already ready to go because you've already saw it. You've already kind of rehearsed it. So you know when you see her again or someone like that, you are, psh, I'm ready to go. Like, some of you guys are breast men. So if you see a woman that has nice breasts, but she's so, like, she's across the street or you can't talk to her, or maybe she's with her man or something, you're like, you know what? That's kind of motherfucker I would smash and get with, all right? But then, you know, what would be my process steps to get a woman like that? See, that's part of the rehearsal. So then when you're out doing something else and you run into a woman that's by herself that has the same body structure that you like, then, you know, something that you like, then you go in. You're already good to go. And that's how beautiful this game is because we're always looking at us. See, all the thing, we see, everything I'm trying to show all you guys is a starting point to help you guide you on you, brother. That's all I'm doing, man. See, the biggest mistake most guys do is that they don't, and again, I always show you this, but I'm going to add on to this today. You know, as a, you know, I like to do first time things and everything. Welcome to everybody that's here. I always do this stuff, but you remember I always told you, and we were talking about your gym, your mental gym. Now, your mental gym is, yes, the main purpose of your mental gym is to give you mental toughness. Absolutely. But every piece of equipment in that gym, in your mind, has its own purpose to build certain things in you, your mental thinking, okay? So some of the, like the barbells or whatever you want to lift in your mind should be able to help you adjust to how you navigate you. But just like, okay, just like a weight, okay, if I keep lifting weights, whatever I'm doing, and again, I am not a weight aficionado, but I will give you an example. If I am doing, you know, they always say chest, back, legs. Think about it like that, okay? There are pieces of equipment that just work the chest. And there's, you know, there's some that would do biceps, triceps, and all that other stuff. There are equipments out there to do certain things. That's why the gym is broken up and doing it with different parts. It's the same thing about your mental toughness. Everything that you do, you must be able to work it to a point where it gives you enough mental toughness to do whatever the task is that you are setting out to do. And the mental toughness is doing the task without fear, without worry, without anxiety, without excuses, without poor me. If that makes any excuses, if that makes any sense, not excuses, that makes any sense to you. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what's so important about all this stuff, because see, I want you to begin, and this is why I talk about, I am the only one that talks about your scribe and your marketing team and all these other things, because I want you to start organizing your team. This is, all these parts in you are there to work to benefit you when you decide to use them. They're not going to tap you on your shoulder every day and say, use me, use me, use me. They're just going to sit back and wait and say, when are you going to use us? Because who knows you better than you? You know you better than you, right? No one else knows you better than you know yourself. So why not use parts of yourself that you know, or the ones, look, the things that you're slacking in, this is where the mental gym comes in at. Because whatever you're slacking in, you can work on and build mental muscle or mental capacity of not having fear over something like that, okay? So this is, you know, everything I'm showing you and everything that we're talking about is getting you guys prepared for when it's time to go to war and go to battle. When you're going to war and you're going to battle, you've got to be prepared for all this stuff, gentlemen. And that's what I want you guys to be in all of this, okay? Because it's everything, everything about you is important. Where you know, let me go ahead and add. I'm gonna add another person. Hold on a second. And this guy is very important. I'm going to add him right now. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me get him out and send him to you. Hold on. Okay. So let me get this guy out, because this guy is very important and very crucial to why a lot of you guys have your fears, you have your anxieties and things like that, because, you know, I'm only trying to give you a few of them. I'm not going to try to give you all these guys, because, I mean, there's so many of them. I can't even name them all even on the show, but we're going to add another guy to the mix of people from your culinary school, your scribe, and all this other stuff. We want to add this guy. So let me go ahead and pull this guy up. And we're going to pull this guy up, and we're going to talk about this guy right here. So let me go ahead and pull him up, and let me put him in here, because he is also is crucial and important in your life, and you've got to use and access this person just like you use and access your scribe and everything, okay? It's very important, okay? So let's see here. So let's get to this person. So the next person, the person I want to show you is that all you guys, you have your own. You got your own, guess what, guys? Y'all don't even realize that. You got your own in-house detective. And y'all don't even realize that. And I say it again, you have your own in-house detective. And we're going to talk a little bit about him, okay? See, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do that you have instructed yourself to do, when you believe in yourself, you'll just do it. But a lot of you guys you guys, because you're on the surface level, okay, you have never went to your detective and find out the reason why you're doing whatever you're doing wrong. I mean, for instance, I saw a woman today, and I didn't talk to her. Or like the 819 said, you know, I saw a woman today, and, you know, I just wasn't right with my bid, right? So the detective in you, in the building, this is, he has his own building, okay? This is the guy that comes up with the evidence, the facts, the clues, but he also solves the case because he's got to figure out what the problem is. Because if he doesn't figure out what the problem is, then you're always going to keep giving yourself misleading information that's going to do more harm, or it's going to force you to jump to false conclusions about things like a lot of guys do. You know, you see it. You can always tell a guy that doesn't utilize a detective when he comes up with misleading or false accusations. All women are going to take you to court, and you mess with that woman, you're going to go to court. Or you know what? If you meet a woman, she'll take your kid from you. All women are this, and all women are like this. And, you know, even the first caller, when he was talking about, you know, beautiful women, to him, you know, it's misleading because it's not necessarily truth. See, that's why I'm not telling you what color of woman you should be after, what shape of woman you should be at, because that stuff is surface. I don't want you to look at the surface, okay? But what I want somebody, I want to have my guy to talk to me about the fucking facts for me and nobody else. That means that it's going to be hardcore facts. Because if I fuck up, I want to know I fucked up. If I did something wrong, I want to know I did something wrong first. You know, I want to be the one to tell me that I did that wrong. I hope all you guys are kind of overstanding what I'm talking about. And like I say, guys, if you have a question, put a Q in there and all this other stuff, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. But what the thing is that's very important in all this, and what that detective does for you is that he helps you avoid judgment. He helps you avoid making conclusions about shit you don't know, which is technically judgment number two and judgment number three. See, he stops the process, okay? Because, see, when you jump to a conclusion by judging yourself, judging the woman, judging how you fit in their narrative, or judging another man on what he's going on with him, okay, that will lead to unjustified assumptions that go back into theater one. It's in theater one. The assumptions and the judgments, all that is in theater one. It might come in the form of popcorn, juju beads, or something to drink, but it's all in the same thing, okay? See, we're not here to judge anybody, okay? We got to know the facts, okay? The facts of the matter is this. I am a stranger to her. That is a fact. The fact of the matter is, when I first meet her, she doesn't know me, and she shouldn't trust me at all. That's the truth. Those are facts. When we meet, we're strangers. Fact. She shouldn't trust me. Fact. That's why I don't have any judgments. That's why I don't have any judgments, because I need to see the facts that I can work with. And the only fact that I need to make sure of is that she is a woman. That's the only fact. That's the most important thing. She's a woman. I only mess with women, so that's just how I do it. So, but this person is very important, because you have got to have factual evidence, not on you, excuse me, the woman, not on the situation, but what are the facts to you of you? Man, maybe, because a lot of guys, see, this is where a lot of guys always say, and this is why I always talk about the common denominator. A lot of guys will say that, well, I'm better talking with women, but I'm terrible at texting a woman. I'm terrible being on the phone with a woman. or I don't know what to do on a date with a woman. But see, they're not looking at the facts for truth. They're coming up with assumptions because they're not looking at the fact for being a fact. They're using an opinion to become a fact, and that's the problem. Your opinion should not be facts unless they are facts for you and you alone. Where we're at right now is that we run and we listen to individuals that give you theory of opinions on women who they never even seen or talked to before, but then they want to tell you that that is a truth, meaning that American women are terrible. You know, you can't get an American woman, and American women are this, and American women are that, right? Then if that was the truth, why are they giving up the pussy like they are? Why? These American women are fucking. So I don't know what fucking opinion he has, but sometimes people take their opinions and they make that opinion a fact. And then when they believe that for that fucking fact, they'll get on their fucking soapbox on YouTube, and then they will tell you this is the truth. And the truth is, you can't get American women because American women don't date guys. They're just hard, and they're this, and they're that. And they're, you know, they just give you opinion after opinion after opinion after opinion. What I'm trying to get y'all to do is I'm not trying to give you an opinion on somebody I don't give a fuck about. I'm trying to get you to be able to see the facts on you. So then you can see what really is versus the false reality that you're living in. That's how game works. Game should never be about the woman because the game will never be about the woman, okay? All right? All right? Steve should have said, no, Tony, that is wrong. That's a false assumption. Because, okay, all right, let me show you why that's a false assumption, and this is going to sting. And now, T-Dog, it's going to sting, okay? But hopefully this sting and this punch in your chest is going to bring a shift in your thinking. All right, let me play with you on this one. Let's say that all American women belong to the streets. So if they belong to the streets because they should, then at that point they should be dirt under your shoe. I mean, they just belong to the streets, whatever. They just ain't shit. Bunch of whores, right? Well, then if they belong to the streets, then why can't you motherfuckers have 10 to 20 of them motherfuckers on your roster if that's true? If they're that easy and they're that terrible, why do you need to learn confidence? Why do you have always got fear? Why is that you don't know what to say? Because if I'm just showing you, if that statement is true and they ain't shit, then what are you for being scared to talk to an ancient woman? What are you to be worried about what someone who ain't shit is? That's what I'm trying to get you to see, okay? That's what I'm trying to get you to see. I'm trying to give you a lesson here. They don't belong to anything because I have not chosen or picked what she belongs to. But see, this is why I'm trying to show you what game is about and why it's not about women. Always remember, I can never judge a woman off of what she is to somebody else. Then that means I have to live the life of that person to listen to his judgment. I am never judging a woman off of what somebody else tells me. I don't give a fuck what he says. Question is what is she when she is with me? That's all I worry about. That's all I care about, me. But I can never make that assumption. See, the person that makes that this statement right here, this is really a kayfabe statement that they've used, a long time, using these like catchphrases and stuff. The problem is that the person that uses the catchphrase that you see right here is somebody that is really, truly scared of women. And what he's doing to make himself feel better is that he's using a phrase or a statement to lump all these women in so he can have a reason to say, well, this is why I didn't talk to her. This is why I didn't do this with her, because she's for this. But if, but again, if she's for the streets and she ain't shit, then how much power does an ancient woman have over you to where you guys are using a fucking movie written by a woman and produced by transvestites to define women? Or how, now remember, she's for the streets. How much power does she have where 95% of the YouTubes out there are talking about them as if they're special? Hey, it's not don't jerk off. Well, because we already know that bullshit, but it's not don't jerk off because you shouldn't jerk off. It's jerking off so you have your power over what? The woman. It's not taking this red pill so you can see the world or whatever the fuck it is. It's taking the red pill so you can see women for what they are. Everything that these guys are doing always ends with the woman. Be on your purpose because of women. High value man catchphrase, because of women. Female nature, because of women. Hypergamy, because of women. So if these women are so fucking raggedy, then how come they have that kind of a power over you to where you're putting a raggedy woman, a woman that's for the streets, a raggedy woman, you're making videos about these raggedy women. You're talking nothing about these raggedy women. You're telling guys why you shouldn't do this because of women, why you shouldn't do that because of women. Come on, man. If you think about it, so who has the power? So if she's raggedy and she holds that kind of power over you, then what the fuck is the person talking about her? How low is that guy? Because if she's for the streets and she ain't shit, let's say she's at ground zero, what do you think all these guys that get together in these cuddle parties and all they do all day, every day, all week, all month, all year, what are they doing? Talking about a woman who holds the power. But see, this is where we're different. I don't give a fuck what she is, because she hasn't proven anything to me, because I can't judge her off of anything, because she is not a part of the game. See, that's where you can see the difference between those that have game and those who don't, because a woman is only a perk in my road to learning me internally. I don't give a fuck what you think about her, because, okay, let's say she's for the streets. Let's say she's a slut. Let's say she's fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Tyrone, Boom Boom, and Ray Ray, right? Well, you really want to know the truth is. The truth is the fact that she's not fucking Boom Boom, Ray Ray, and JoJo, whoever the fuck they come up with, or Chad, I guess it is. Truth of the matter is, she's not fucking you, and you're mad about it. You're scratching your head saying, well, I got the corner office. I got the degrees. I got the Armani suit. I got the motherfucking nice house, nice car, and yet she's fucking that guy over there. Third, that's the fourth judgment. Fourth judgment, first judgment. And see, guys, I'm just trying to show you, you got to be careful with the word play that you say, because it already shows your story. And if you're using these word plays and all that other stuff, then it's at that point why you're losing, because your detective is not at work. Because is it the fact? Okay, one guy says, you know what? Stay away from single mothers, they ain't shit. You know what Uncle Steve says? Steve says, fuck with the single mothers. Let me tell you why. Because if you guys really want sex, do you know who gives it up the fastest? The single mothers do. And I'm not telling you to be daddy. I never told you to throw the ball with the boy. Never told you to play tea with the little girls. I tell you, never make it about the child. Because that woman is looking, okay, looking for just some dick. She just wants, look, it's the Cinderella story. She just wants to go out for 4 hours and feel some warm meat so she can go back to her fucking life of being a mother to them goddamn kids. But I'm not judging her because she has kids. That's none of my fucking, remember, it's none of my business. My business is she bringing something to my world or my universe that I want her to bring? She ain't bringing it. She's gone. But there should be no judgment of the woman based off of another man, because then you're in judgment number two and judgment number four. When you're in a judgment number two and a four, when you see a woman, it's at that point you will then trigger that two and a four to begin to judge yourself. Because here's the thing. For all the guys that talk about the single mothers, right? I'll give you an example. A lot of guys talk about single mothers, right? But then they go to a gym and they see a fine-ass woman working out. Flat stomach, round ass, and all that other shit. They're like, God damn. And then they walk up and that woman come up and they get in this conversation. She let them know, I'm a single mother. Now, wait. Now, if your standard is, well, I ain't fuck with no single mothers, then when soon as she says, I'm a single mother, you're like, you know what? Oh, I got to let you go. I don't mess with single women. And you float the fuck off. But y'all ain't doing that. Y'all motherfuckers be like, oh, well, you a single mother, bro. Oh, no, you nobody knows. Wow. All right. We can go ahead and talk a little bit. Come on, man. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Jimmy, y'all, it's 707. I'll bring you in 1 second. But y'all got to stop that. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to do. And that's a detective. Is the statement that you're hearing a fact, or is it coming from somebody else? That's why I don't talk about the women on that level like that, because they're not that important. But is it a fact, or is it his fact? Or it might be his observation, which isn't a fact, because is he even talking to women? I mean, if you look at all these guys, let's be honest. Let's take old Tomasi. He writes a book called Rational Male. And that's the first sign you know he ain't got no motherfucking game. Second thing he does is he tells you about the nature of a woman going, you know, her hypergamous nature, always looking for the best thing. You know what a man says? I don't give a fuck if she's going up, right, down, or left. That's the second thing y'all understand. Third thing is not judging the man on how he looks, but judging the man off of where is the game that he's shooting you. Does he ever tell you how to put your bed in? Does he tell you how to set your crib up? Does he tell you how to talk that yak in her ear? And if the answer, which we all know is equivocally, he doesn't, then what the fuck am I listening to this mother? How is he get his observations of theory and shit going to help me become a man when this motherfucker can't even tell me how to even talk to a woman? That's what I want. I mean, I just want y'all to see some of these guys. All these guys y'all following this shit. And listen, all of them saying the worst ones are the ones that cover up their faces and shit. You know, y'all go to these fucking things and all they do is blank out their faces and everything. Man, y'all better be careful about those motherfuckers, man. Y'all, hey, if he's just a voice, y'all better be careful about that shit. You need to be able to see and interact with the motherfucker that's talking to you, because it's at that point you can tell motherfuckers that have game versus motherfuckers that's talking shit. The motherfuckers that got game have no problem showing their motherfucking face. And this is what I do. And challenge me. Ask me a question about women. Ask me a question about Texas. Ask me a question about situations. And I'm going to talk that shit right off the door, off my motherfucking dome. That's game. But if I was doing this all day, well, you know, women are terrible. How the fuck is that going to help me knowing that you want a woman? Women are awful. Don't mess with the woman. It's just like the boogeyman, right? It's like the boogeyman. As soon as you talk to her, she's going to take you for what you got. And the funny thing is, some of us are living paycheck to paycheck, so we really ain't got none. So what the fuck is she going to take? But again, you need the detective. The detective, okay? All right? This is why the detective is important, gentlemen. See, when you don't use your detective, you're what we call open, like a mark. Is his fact a fact, or is his fact his fact? And if he's talking about him with another, all right, okay, let me show y'all how it works. I'm going to show y'all some game real quick. Let's take out all those YouTubers, and let's bring in this conglomerate called the news. Let me tell you how they do it. It's just like the news. And if you actually, I keep telling y'all, if y'all watch like House of Cards, if you watch any political TV show, they always show you what the fuck they're doing. They're telling you what they're doing, and yet y'all don't even see it. How many shows have you seen where the woman rushes in and says, I got a story, and the editor be like, nope, it's not good enough. We need the ratings. We need you to write about something, so you need to go out there and come up with something. So if you want to get that front page story, you need to come up with something. How many TV shows have you seen where they did that? But see, you ain't paying attention. You're just seeing for what it is. And then they will sometimes make up a story just to, they will interview somebody and ask one question, and then they will come up with this fucking ass conclusion that they bring to the editor. Oh my God, this is good. This is good writing. Let's make it front page news. Thus, the person who reads it begins to believe it because he thinks if it's on the front page, it's actually real. Give you an example. Peep game. A alien on Mars goes into his theater and shoots the theater up in Mars, on Mars, okay? By the time it gets to the newsroom in America, before it hits the internet, they've already concocted a story that's so great that once you either see it on the news or read about it, you're not going to even go to the movie theater in your fucking city because they know how to pull your fucking emotions with giving you nothing but opinions that you deem to be facts, gentlemen. That's how they work you. And I'm saying the news. I'm not even talking about the YouTubers yet. I'm just saying the news. Think about what I'm saying. How many times have you heard something bad happen somewhere, and by the time your news and your city gets it, they're talking about all the precautions that they're going to take? Oh, yeah, don't worry. We'll have police officers in the theaters because they know fear sells tickets. They know fear and opinions sell tickets. They can't. That's why at the end of the news, they always tell you about the guy, the little cat up in the tree type bush, all the fluffy shit that don't make news. Why do you think all of the shit they start off with is the harsh, hardcore, and everybody that has a microphone is trying to get the story? Because if I get the story, maybe I can get my own talk show. And then that might spin off to me being the next Oprah or the Dr. Phil. Y'all don't even see it for a lot of you guys. And because you're a detective, you're not even using him. So whatever you're told, you remember, they used to be like this, but when the internet kicked off, because I was been around in it, like, say, 96, it was like 95, 96, because it was like AOL and Yahoo.com or something like that. There was a running joke back when the internet started, and it was, if it's on the internet, that means it's true. That was the running joke when the internet kicked off, like when you were on 56K modem and everything, right? When you were on that. So what happened was, see, everybody knows fear sells because of the emotional male. Remember, why do you think women are our greatest consumer? And why do you think they make things to make women feel good so they can buy the product? That's why they make men look stupid, bumbling idiots, like we can't do anything. And if you buy this product, you understand what we're talking about, okay? All right? And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to see and understand, overstand. That you can't see it. So if you know the news can twing an emotional person, don't you think they can twing a lot of you males that are emotional here? That's in your feelings. Now, and again, I'm sorry that you're upset. I'm sorry that the world isn't working the way you wanted to work. I'll bring you in one second, Tyler. sorry it's not working the way you wanted to work, but your news is not the news on the TV. Your news is by some motherfucker on YouTube telling you what he thinks is actually an opinion and not a fact about something you want to fuck. Not trying to get deep, but I'm not trying to get deep, but I just hope y'all can understand what I'm talking about. Tyler, what's up, brother? How can I help you, man?
Hey, Coach. Yeah, I'm just sitting here grinding away listening, so just listening in the background. But I will say that when you talk about the detective, it makes me think, like, when there's a crime scene, this detective,
yes,
he's been around for years. He's highly seasoned. His intuition is, like, sharper than everyone else's.
Yes.
So what does he do when he picks up that you know, weapon or whatever the thing was? What is the first thing he does? He takes it to the fucking crime lab, because even he knows that his opinion isn't the fact. And
and
it's
absolutely,
like, it's so important, you know.
Yes.
And then the people in your marketing team, they're working with their, like, other skills that are more soft skills and, you know, things like that, creativity and stuff like that. So what do they do? What are the files they're looking at? They're looking at the detective's report about the facts.
Hold on, Tyler. You're right. But the facts they're looking at are not the facts of the woman. It's not the fact of the woman. It's your facts on how you are to yourself. All he's doing is writing the report. All the marketing team is doing is reading. Okay, you know what? He doesn't feel good about himself. So what can we do to make him feel good about himself? Not get a woman. I didn't say get a woman, Tyler. I said feel good about yourself. So you know what? Remember that. Go ahead, Tyler. What's up? What's up?
Well, see, that's the thing. See, this is the thing that nobody else is talking about, is the idea that you're working – it's like a crime. You're working from Z to A. You're trying to figure out, well, what was A? What was the motive? Why did this happen?
Okay, yes.
But Z is like shit's going down how I created it and the way I wanted it, right? Like you said, I executed this thing in one move. All right, so what do I got to do? Almost immediately, I have to go to the fucking film room and look right away and work and work from Z to A. And coach, I had a mentor once, and he taught me this thing, and he said he helps multi-billion-dollar international corporations and little companies, and he says this is the same thing. He goes, imagine an ant, and if an ant had to go from the ground all the way up to the top of a tree, he would have to trial and error all his paths before he went down. But if he went from the top of the tree down and just used gravity, which is a fact, you know, he would go straight down and he would never take any of the wrong paths. So what he always says is figure out your processes from Z to A. And I don't know. I can't say for sure, because, see, the detective also questions himself at times, too. You know what I mean? Is it a new fact? Do I have some other stupid why that I'm doing this?
It's always the truth over the opinion or the belief. See, the problem is the belief comes from a lot of guys in theater, number one. So a belief and then the opinion that they take, that somebody who ain't even talking about women gives them, you complete those two things. And then that becomes a false fact. People don't understand. There are facts, and then there are false facts. And a false fact is saying that women are for the streets. Okay, here's the thing. If that's the case, Tyler, okay, I'm just saying, if that's the truth, then why don't you guys have 15 to 20 women on your roster now? Because if they ain't that, if they're that easy, why aren't you fucking them?
No, that makes sense.
All right, well, Tyler, you coming in and out, man. Yeah, you can fade in and out.
Yeah,
too.
I know.
Yeah. So go ahead and take care
of that. I'm mostly listening, but it's
– okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going, Coach. I'm out.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll throw you back in. Yeah, because you're fading now. But Tyler's in it, okay? Gentlemen, what I'm saying to all you guys out there is that your detective needs to get the facts of you. Not the facts of how tall she is. Not the fact that she got a round ass. Not the fact that she has a boyfriend and all that other shit. That shit doesn't matter. I don't give a... That's none of my business. I need to be sure that when I'm talking to her and put my bid in and she's down, I need to know what the fuck I did wrong and what I can do better. Now, see, isn't it odd? When I get her, I do wrong. When I don't get her, I do right. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. When I get them, I do wrong. But when I don't get them, I do everything right. See, the reason I do everything right when I don't get them is because I do everything right. That is in my power to do, to put my bid in. And they have the right to say no, okay? So I'm fine with that. But because I am always in fuck, I'm always fighting against me. I'm always, my opponent is always going to be me. And just because I get her, I'm never satisfied with just getting them. I'll never be satisfied. I'm telling you right now, I don't care if I got her in one fucking move. I'm still not satisfied because why couldn't I get in a .09 or .07 or .05? I will never be happy because I want to be able to look at what I did to make the proper adjustments. So when I meet that same person again somewhere else, I'm already prepared what I have to do. And see, that's where I'm trying to get y'all to see part of your detective as wrong. Let me see here. James Bond movie Tomorrow Never Dies, good example of making, yeah. That, oh, absolutely. Great. Yes. Thank you, Bert. Yes, absolutely, guys. Absolutely. But see, gentlemen, the thing that I'm trying to get y'all to understand, okay, is that with yourself, before you walk out that door, there cannot be any opinions or any false beliefs. There has to be a solid fact. The solid fact is I'm going out to live my fucking life. But the solid fact is when that moment happens, I'm ready to motherfucking go. I'll never second question, second guess. I'm ready to make my motherfucking move. And no matter what happens, if I don't get her, or I do get her, doesn't fucking matter to me because I'm only sticking to the fact. That's why I'm always rehearsing. That's why I always tell you to do your sound checks. I always tell you all the time, work on your sound checks, because when you are doing all these things, you're changing up the question. You're changing up and asking yourself, okay, what is the situation at hand? Me putting in my bid in, okay? What is the problem, okay? Let's say four, okay? We're going to say we got a four, okay? Now we're going to break the fours up, okay? We're going to break the fours up. Bid is a four, the interactions are four, and then the afters are four. And before you go out that house is a four. Remember I told you about the fours. It's a before, during, and after. But even in the midst of it, you're several fours that are going to equal other fours. So that means every move that you make has to hit four. Even if it's a subsystem move, it's got to hit four. So when I see her, what is my four? If she has my curiosity, I'm going over there and putting in my bid. That's my first four. Then my first four is excusing myself and going right into my bid without any types of oohs, ahs, ohs, or silence. That's going to be my four. And then from that four, I'm going to offer her my phone number. And then from that four, if she says no, I'm going to go 3+1 and offer her to take my number the next time she wants to smile, laugh, think, or blush. If she accepts the number, then I must be, when I float the fuck off, I'm going to prepare my fours for this person. If she says no, I've already ended my fours. I'm fine with myself because all I did was stay on my motherfucking square and do everything I told myself to do. Fact, 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 fact. Truth, 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 truth. Now, when she calls me, it is at that point I've got to lead her to my four by letting her know because I've already got this in the future. Remember, I'm showing you how to bend time. I got this already before I see her. I already got the end game already in hand. I just got to lead her to that end game. I already got it. Every point is a four. Let me show you guys real quick. Guys, y'all want to call in? You can. Got questions. I got you. But let me, again, I want to give you the example with this right here because I don't want to. See, what I do sometimes. What I do sometimes is I'm talking to you and it's all in my head. You know what I mean? This is why I always show you stuff like this. I'm sorry. Wait, let me take this off. This is why I always show you stuff like this, guys, because it's in my head. I can't let you see what's in my head. So the best way I try to do it is I try to break it down into something that you could probably understand. Okay. So, as you see right here, A, B, and C, okay? A is me walking out the door. B is me seeing the woman. C is going to put my bid in. So every move, I must know the facts and believe in my fours of what it is I'm doing, or I'm not going to do it correctly. But what you see right here that I just showed you that I just bypassed is what I'm saying is that, again, what am I trying to do? Okay. Online, offline. This is, as you can see, my studio, the drug of me, my scribe, film room, and my motherfucking guide, right? To build the trust and everything. My warrior going from C. You see what I'm saying? All I'm doing is incorporating and indoctrinating my fours. That's all I am doing because I am not looking to the outside world to tell me what to do. I'm only looking at myself for me and only me. And that's why I keep trying to tell you as I'm talking to you on a one-on-one, I want you to see that you can do exactly what I'm showing you. And this is how you get the women. You don't get the women when you make it about the women. You get the women when you make it about yourself, because that's what thing that separates us. I don't make it about the women. I make it about me. I never make it about the woman because I already know where we're going with this. I already got it down. The bid already got down. Already got down how I'm going to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. Already got down how I'm going to set up the motherfucking day. I already got down what we're going to do after the day and how I'm going to hit her through land, sea, and air. I already got how I'm going to set up. She's going to bring up sex. I'm not even going to bring up sex. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not going to bring it up. She is, because I've already seen the moves. And let me show you how deep this is. See, for all you guys that talk all this shit about women, they ain't shit and they for the streets. Well, let me tell you about your motherfucking opponent. Why do you think most of you guys either end up the chauffeur, paying the rent, taking her on a date, being paying her bills, bank, shoulder, or bitch? Why do you think that is? Because once you open your mouth, she already has your future already lined up. And what she does, if she's smart enough, she does everything she wants to do to position herself to move you exactly where she wants you to go. And the cool, cold thing that she does it, she knows how to do it where you think that you're actually in control and every thought that you have is actually your thoughts on how you're going to move to sleep with her, when actually she's the one pulling the strings to give you the thoughts on how you should move. But yet, y'all think y'all opponent ain't shit. I'm telling you, these women are cold to the human male, not the man. They know how to get what they want without giving it up. They know how to make you feel a certain way without giving it up. They know how to make you into their friend by demanding or make these stupid-ass profiles. I'm looking for a good guy. I'm looking for a one-woman man. I'm looking for someone that doesn't make it about this and doesn't make it about that. And all you suckers do is you eat the fucking bullshit up and think those are facts. Remember, she is based off a fucking opinion. She's a woman. She ain't basing shit off of facts. Her opinion is I'm a good girl. Her opinion is, you know what, I'm morals and I have values and I will never be with a guy that's with other women. That's all. That ain't a fucking fact. The fact of the matter is, once I get to trust or sexual trust, we're fucking. That's a fact. That's a fact. But let me read this right here. You lost me on that, Steve. All right, let me see here. Let me see here. All right, you said when you don't do them, you're doing everything right. Okay, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying to you, okay? This is what I'm saying to you. This is what I'm saying to you. If I don't get her, I'm doing everything right. Meaning that let's say my bid is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all right? When I talk to her, I'm just going over what I have rehearsed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to perfection. The best way I can possibly do it. If she says I have a boyfriend and if she says I'm seeing someone or she doesn't talk to me at all, the reason why I did it right was because no matter who is in front of me, I just look to me for the answer. And whatever I get based off of what I'm doing, I can't be mad if she rejected me. That's her. She's allowed to say no. I can't be mad because she said no. I'm satisfied because I did everything I possibly could to give her the opportunity to be with me. You see what I'm saying? I'm not a woman's option. I'm her opportunity. So what I'm saying again is I'm giving her the option to be with me by presenting myself the best way I can with my bid. And because I did my bid correctly, I automatically did everything right. And if she says no, I'm fine with that because I did everything right. That's why I'm okay when she says no. I can't get mad at her opinion. I don't give a fuck. But when I put my bid in, I did it right. So I can never go and say, damn, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong because I did my boom, 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 boom. Best way. Now, let's say I meet her and I do my bid the same way. Boom, 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 boom. Perfectly. Okay? And she's down. The reason I'm wrong and I'm messed up. Shut up. The reason I am the way I'm trying to tell you, okay, where I'm doing everything wrong is because I'm never satisfied with winning. I say it again. I'm never satisfied because the average man is going to get a woman. He's going to be like, yay, I win. Yay. And that's why he's always losing because he's complacent. What a lot of guys do is, let me just check the phone lines real quick. Guys, line's going to be shut down in 60 seconds. So lines will be down. But what I'm saying is this, is that, see, most guys, when they win, they stay still. Okay, if you have no game, y'all know what I'm talking about. You get a girl or something happens, and because you have her, you stay still. You're like, okay, don't fuck this up. That means I got to walk on the eggshells. I don't want to fuck this up. I don't want to move forward. Don't want to move back. I'm here, and I'm satisfied where I'm at, and I'm going to stay here. That's death. You see, when I get her, I'm not satisfied with how I got her. Even though I got her, it's still not good enough for me because I know, bitch, hurry, okay, because I know that I could have done it better. That's why I'm hard on me when I get them. I don't give a fuck when I don't. I'm hard on me when I get them because I know I could do it better. I know I could have moved or done something better. Detective, find out where the fuck I fucked up at. See where I got her, but I'm trying to figure out where I fucked up at in getting her because I'm not satisfied. Remember, I keep telling you, check this out beyond the weight room pick. Remember I told you when I meet her, I'm betting against me anyway, and I'm pushing all the chips to the front. I'm pushing them all in. So my mind is telling me I can't get her, and I'm saying I bet you I can. Tell me how many moves. Give me a thing. 15 moves. Okay. I bet you I get her in 12. And if I get her in 12, even though I won that bet for myself, I'm still not satisfied because I'm asking myself then, why didn't I get her in 11.5 moves or 11.3? Why couldn't I get her in 10 moves versus 9 moves? I need to go back and reassess what the fuck I did wrong because just because I got her, I'm not satisfied with that. I don't get her. I'm happy. I'm good. I did everything right. I did everything right. When I don't get her, I did everything right. When I get her, I'm not satisfied with the win. I can do better. How many times have you guys that watch football, how many times have you seen after they win the game, what do they tell you? We still made mistakes. We need to go back. And we need to watch the film because there are things we could have done better. It's the same thing. Even in victory, you still have to watch the film. You still got to see what you did right versus what you did wrong. Because I love being wrong when I get them. Because that gives me I go in my mental gym and I pump that shit out after the detective helped me. So I hope that was able to help you with that, okay? Yeah. No, I don't get excited when I get her. I don't get excited when I get her because I believe in me that I can get any of them. I just believe in me. There's no excitement. What is exciting to me is the fucking journey. See, the excitement for me is she finally gets a ticket to my Willy Wonka chocolate factory. She gets a ticket to my amusement park. That means she gets to ride the rides for the first time. That's the excitement because I know every ride she's going to get on is going to either be a cocaine ride, heroin, fentanyl, you name it. She's going to get hooked on my motherfucking ass. I know this. So I'm cool with it. I just got to make sure I dole out the right type of motherfucking antidote to calm her ass down so she don't get hooked the fuck on. Can you give us examples of when you first started the game and you failed? How was your evolution? Well, see, here's the thing. I fail so I don't want to even look at it as fail because I'm being honest with you. I mean, I back in the day, man, I would be kissing girls and I got caught in the bushes and I would always talk to girls, get over their house, talk all that shit. And they were either they try to take off my shirt or button my shirt or do, and I just get scared, man, because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was, I couldn't get them all, but I believed in me. The reason why I believed in me is like I always tell you, if you want to see why I am what I am, you just see my dad on TV. You see my old man. You'll see the arrogance in my fucking old man. You'll see the arrogance, the confidence, the cockiness, and the swagger of my old man. You'll see where that fell from the tree. But remember, and y'all learn this in a book, remember, I had two fathers. One was all personality, smoothness, ladies' man. The other one was hardcore, not give a fuck. So I got the best of both worlds. That made me what I am. So regardless of that, I was always getting them because I wanted to be like my dad was a ladies' man. So I wanted to be like my old man and shit. You know what I mean? I just wanted to emulate him. Every time I visited him in Baltimore, he would always different. It was always a different woman a meeting, and he would have scrapbooks of women, and he was a freak. He was a bad motherfucker, right? I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be like my old man. So my personality was because I wanted to be like him. The rough side of me came from my second father, my stepfather. So I had the best of both worlds. But the beautiful thing was is that I always made it about me. I didn't believe in – I was always competitive because, I love video games. I love play. No matter what it was, if it was marbles, kickball, dodgeball, army dodgeball, pin dodgeball, red light, green light, mother may I, kickball, throw up tackle, I can't say the smear the cue that we used to call that, basketball, 21 horse, it didn't matter, wall ball, whatever soccer, whatever we were playing, frisbees and all – I was always fucking competitive, always competitive. I don't care if it was paper football and shit. I was always competitive. I don't care if it was electric football, Atari 2600, and I had ColecoVision fucking in television. When I had the first NES, the Super Nintendo, don't give a fuck, whatever it was, I was always competitive. I hated to lose. I just hated to lose, okay? So I was always competitive. But I didn't get them all. I'm being honest with you. But the reason it's hard for me to talk about the ones I don't get, because I don't linger, I don't hold on to shit that has nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? I tell you about the evolution. The evolution came when I was lucky enough to get a mentor. That's the evolution. Because what I thought I knew, I didn't know shit. I was getting them, just didn't know how I was getting them. When I saw my mentor and he was always pulling them, I wanted to know his hows and his why. What was he doing? Because he was so cold that the basketball court was like a soap opera. Playing basketball, playing football, whatever. Women watching, coming up, crying, bringing them food, bringing them drugs. I mean, this motherfucker was loved by the guys, adored by women. He was the thing that I saw when I was young also, the It House. When we were small, if y'all remember, y'all were young. There's always that one house that all had all the shit. They had all the video games and all the hangout. Really had all the food. They had all like the snacks, the cakes and the cookies and the sweets and shit. You always love to hang out with that motherfucker house. So here's a little bit of all that. But what happened was we were always bugging him. Teach us. And he always said, get the fuck out of my face. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. Until one day he sat us all, got had us all come. He said, hey, look, my evolution started from Who Wants Money. That's my evolution. He asked us all, like, okay, y'all ready to learn the game? Let's go. First lesson. First lesson is the most important lesson, because if I didn't do that, I don't know where the fuck I would be at right now. Because the first lesson was, who wants money? And he asked us all, who wants money? And you got a bunch of little kids raising their hand, I want money. Me. Right? I want money. So he goes into his pocket, grabs a few nickels, dimes, and pennies. He throws the shit on the concrete and just stood there. And whoever went down there to grab that penny, that dime, or that nickel, he said, go over there. Everybody else, get the fuck out of my face. And everybody's like, whoa, what do you mean? What's going on here? Okay. When I asked you who wanted money, you all said you wanted money. But those that failed saw that what they wanted to them, money to them, was a dollar, a $5, a $20, or a $10 bill, right? That was what they thought money was. I gave you opportunity. You said you wanted money. I gave you opportunity to get the thing you want when I threw the pennies, dimes, and nickels on the ground. Because that penny is a penny more than you have in your bank account. That nickel is a nickel more in your bank account. But see, if you're thinking dollars, and you ain't looking at the cents, then you need to get the fuck out of my face, because you said you wanted money. And I gave you the opportunity to get money, but it wasn't the money you wanted, and you thought you were better than those that were down there scrapping for those money, for that loose change. You thought, and because they were laughing, you laughed at the ones that were scrapping for the penny. You laughed at the ones that were scrapping for the nickels. Those are the motherfuckers I need to train. The ones that are going to scrap for the pennies, the nickels, and the dimes. Not the ones that want the dollars and the $5 and the 20s. I want the ones that's willing to get on his fucking knees and scrape and scrap for what he wants. Because, here's a lesson. Because if the behavior lines up with the thought, then you are a teachable student. But if your thought that you want money and the opportunity to get money is not the money you want, but it's still money, but you feel that you're too good for that money, then take your ass on. You can't be teachable because you have a fixed mind and it's not flexible. You're stuck in your ways and you cannot be trained when you're stuck in your ways. When you see the world in your way at your level, you will never grow because you will never be able to elevate from the number you're at because it's a fixed thought, which leads to the YouTubers. The YouTubers have a fixed thought. All women are bad. Date a woman, get taken advantage of. Marry a woman, lose your child. Women are for the streets. You know what I'm saying? They're all in generalities and stuff. So these are fixed mentalities. And all they're doing is feeding you on how to be more fixed on a mentality. Then when you see a woman with a fixed mentality, you don't know how to navigate through that. Then you get frustrated. And then what's the game? You're going back to the source to say, you're right. That woman ain't shit because she did me wrong, when you never got any information on how to navigate you in front of a woman because you're so busy talking shit about her. Now you're in the game and you don't know what to do. So that's how it worked, Dime. It's deep, but that's just how things work, man, in the game and stuff like that, man. But let's see here. Let me see if I answer any questions and stuff. But I'm just saying for you guys out here is that what I am showing you is something that you're not supposed to know about. What's good is that some of you guys can listen to what I'm saying and you'll never get it because you have a fixed mindset. You're fixed on the world is always going to be against you. You're fixed on women are no good. Okay. I'm not saying they're no good. I say they ain't shit. I didn't say they no good because I don't know how good they are until they are around me. But I'm going to say ain't shit. I'll say ain't special. I won't say ain't shit. They ain't special until I deem that they're special. They're not worthy. Till I deem. Wait. Give me a second. Let me give y'all an example. Hold on. Let me run a quick ad and let me grab what I need to grab. Quick, 1 second. Be right back.
What up, though? It's your boy Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, I'm back. Dean, let me show y'all something. I'm going to show y'all something. I talked about this at 21, but I'll talk to you guys about it. And this is very important for you guys to soak this up. All right, so let me do that shit right there. All right, so let me get y'all hip on something. So I always tell you, like, Walt Disney does it. You know, Walt Disney, you know, TV commercial ads, they always do things. Remember I did that show on Build a Man that was written in 1949 about, you know, that Build a Man kid. We might have to go over that again another show. But there's this god from Asgard. There's a god from Asgard by the name of Thor, okay? And what y'all learned is that the worthiness is not in the hammer. It's really in the person, but that's here nor there. But every man should have own thing. It doesn't have to be a hammer. It can be whatever. It has to be something, but the best way I could tell you, maybe just your last name, your name, right? But just like the hammer, a woman must show that she is worthy enough to lift your hammer. And the problem is, most of you guys, when you see a woman, you're just saying this to her. Here, here's my hammer. Take it. Here you go. Take it. Here you go. Take it. Take it. And that's the problem with y'all guys. Y'all not even putting these women to the test to see if they're even worthy enough to lift your hammer. You know what I mean? Your hammer as in your name, who you are as a man, and your lifestyle and stuff like that, okay? Hold on a second. Let me get somebody. Let me see if I miss any questions here. Let me see here. Got this. Okay. Steve, if you do that with a bunch of adults and you ask if they wanted money and you threw change on the ground and they pick it up, would you think they're not teaching? They're not. Okay. When your thoughts do not line with your behavior, look, that's why y'all understand. This is why I say 98% of you, because I'm not talking about the gay guys and I'm not talking about us men. 98% of you guys are not teachable. Because your thoughts are never in line with your behaviors as adults. I was a kid doing this shit. But as an adult, your thoughts are just not in line with your behaviors. That's the truth. You're just not teachable because you don't believe in you. And even if your detective tells you what the problem is, you're still not even trying to fix it. You want to know why? Because there's something greater that's inside of your head telling you you're not good enough, and you believe that motherfucker. There's something inside of you telling you you can't get that woman because you don't have the right job. You can't get that woman because you don't have the right this and you have the right that. And y'all guys believe that shit, man. Y'all believe that shit. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a kid. You're all adults right now. But the problem is that it is that simple. Your thoughts are not in line with your behaviors. Now, and don't get me wrong, it is in 99% of your life. You want the keys, you want your car keys, you grab your car keys. You want to open the door, you open the door. You want to turn a light switch, you turn it on. I'm not saying you are not teachable because you have teachable moments that you believe in. And that's what you're doing all year. That's how you function through the things that you think and do. Is just when it comes to women, you have separated church from state because you think that they are special for some fucking reason. For some goddamn reason, you think they can turn water into wine, or they can walk on water, or they can float, or they can just do something magical. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, you think that they are better than you. And you think that you have to kiss their asses to get their asses. And that's what y'all do. But you're never going to see it with a fixed mind. When it comes to game, you must be flexible. And you got to realize the shit I know, maybe I don't know what I actually know. And maybe all these false facts, when I go on YouTube, I need to stop believing that bullshit. I need to stop listening to that bullshit. And again, I tell you, don't believe me. Just ask. Ask yourself a simple question. Wait, the line's down. Let me switch this over. I want you guys to ask yourselves just it's not even hard. And again, if you don't see what I'm talking about, let me see here. Yeah. If you don't see what I'm talking about, then you're going to miss the point. Is that YouTuber showing you how to find you? Is that YouTuber teaching you ways to put in your bid, teaching you ways to fix up your house, teaching you ways to navigate your way, even to open up the door, the kind of music you should play, the lighting situation. Are they talking about that shit? Then you better don't run. You better run, because if they're not teaching you anything, what the fuck are they teaching you then? That women are bad? Okay, there's a boogeyman under your bed. Okay, so what? And? But how many ways can they tell you that, I don't know, okay, look, okay, guys. Guys, this is a phone. I'm going to do a YouTube on this phone. And then tomorrow, I'm going to do another YouTube on this phone. And then the next day, I'm going to do another YouTube. And the next day, I'm going to YouTube. And then when something happens to a celebrity that was on the phone, I'm going to use that celebrity and use this phone as the cause of why the celebrity, blah, 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 blah. But with the gullible and the naive don't understand, how many ways can you talk about a phone? How many ways can you tell somebody that women ain't shit? How many ways can you tell them that? That they're going to take you for your money, or you should never get married, or you should, you know what's funny? There are guys who don't even have women telling you not to get married. And then there are guys out there who are married telling you not to get married. And isn't that amazing that that y'all don't even know what's going on with this thing, man? There's a lot of stuff, man. And I kind of talk about it in my book, but there are guys that are bisexual teach you how to be a man. There are guys that date men that teach you how to be a man, but they're using your mommy and your emotions to rile you up to get your money because they don't give a fuck about you. They're not trying to fix you. They're just riding the wave of emotions you're going through because you don't know how to navigate yourself when it comes to talking to women. So you get frustrated. So it's easy to pull a frustrated guy and keep pushing the frustration, because what I know is that when you stop watching my YouTube, you're going to try to talk to a girl and you're going to be nervous. You're not going to know what to say. I'm just setting you up for a downfall, because guess what? What does a drug dealer do? The first one's free, right? Get you on the comeback. So the free part is bitching about women. The comeback is when they turn you down and you feel like a fool. He can sit back and say, see, I told you women ain't good. You're like, yeah, you know what? Women aren't good. Women are bad, and women are this, and women are that. But actually, if they're really bad, then why are you talking about them? If women are as bad as you say, then why are you making videos about them? Why is everything you're doing about them and not the man? But again, one must be free of himself to see that he's being ran on by these guys, man. It is just amazing how y'all missed that, dog. But I'm going to keep going on the show. But anyway, but let's keep going. So I want to talk about this, because this connects with everything, okay? All right. You think all the time, but basically the level of your thoughts are kind of the reason why you're held back. Like I've always told you about the movie theater, right? You're always in the first movie theater because you're always talking about how bad your life is and how bad you're this and how bad you're that and constantly beating yourself down. But what I always try to get you to see, even in that first movie theater that you guys are in and watching that film over and over again about yourself and bad, seeing yourself in a bad light, once you begin to actually think and see things from a third point of view, not my view, your third point of view, I keep trying to tell you, once you realize that you buy the tickets, once you realize you choose the time, once you realize you choose the movie theater, and you choose where you sit, that is the level of thought one will need to be able to break free of the YouTube spell. Okay, before I get on that real quick, let me explain something on a deeper level. Okay, let me be a company, any company, all right? And I need to sell products. Okay, let this be beer, cologne, car, watch, clothes, whatever I need to sell. Let's just say it's in the bottle. I need to sell this. But how can I get the viewer to believe in this, to buy it? Okay, this plastic bottle. How can I get him to buy into the bottle? Because all it is a plastic bottle. Matter of fact, this bottle cost $2.10 to make. Well, after I mark this motherfucker up, it's going to be about $200, like a shoe, a pair of shoes. How can I mark up the price and get them to buy this, okay? Now, what they do, and y'all are not supposed to know, is that you think that some of these guys on YouTube are actually who they actually are when most of these guys are not even using their real names and all that shit. Manufacture people. So the first thing we got to do is we got to get some guys. We need to get a white guy for the white guys. We need to get a black guy for the black guys. And then we need a few middleman guys that kind of have both, can work with both guys, because we need to get them young too. Because the reason why we get them young, because the young ones are going to gravitate towards more of the young. See how I'm working that? So first thing we need to do is we need a department of YouTubers, you know what I mean, declawing and defanging them. Because, see, the emotional woman is already declawed and defanged because she's driven by her emotions. We got to do that to the guy. So what we first thing we got to do is we got to create, and this is how we're going to set them up. We're going to go ahead, and because we know the fool is always going to look at his subscriber count. So what we're going to do is he's going to come into the game, and we're going to boil and frog this. So we're going to slowly, we'll have a team of people liking all of his stuff, working the algorithm. We're going to get his likes, his subscribers up, and all that, because we know that the average person looks at subscriber count. He doesn't look at the information. He looks at how many people are watching, because that's the fourth judgment, judging the people that are in the room watching based on the information, even though the information is bad. But he's not supposed to know that because he's emotional. So we need to get a team to work that YouTube angle, okay? All right? Then we need a team of women. We need a team of women. Why? Because it's a team of these women. We'll put them in places and all this other stuff where these guys are going to try to talk to these women. They're going to be mad. They'll come back to the guys. So they're going to work in that angle. Now, what we got to do now is, because we know that guy really wants sex and he doesn't know how to get it, what we need to do is we need to take this bottle and we need to give it to some rappers, some athletes, and some musicians, and some fucking movie stars. We need to put this in placement in the movies they watch. We need to make sure the athlete is either drinking it, smoking it, or whatever he's wearing it, because the gullible is going to see that that person gets women, but he's doing it through the bottle. And you know what? If I buy this, then I'm going to get women. That's the mindset of how corporations and stuff work. They already got everything set up and locked in. You're just a sheep going where they want you to go. So now when we sell this, what do? We can't put no 400-pound woman in front of it. No. We got to have an audition for all you blondes and brunettes and redheads, and we got to go through all your fucking modeling photos until we find the right one. Okay, this one to do perfectly. And here's your script. This is what you're going to do. Person is holding this bottle. All we want you to do is rub his chest and kiss him on the cheek, because the naive guy is going to automatically assume, if I have this, then I can get a woman like that. It's like a Mona Lisa, guys. I'm sorry. I know I kind of went off, but this is how it works. And this is what y'all guys don't even see it. There are people that are going to keep paying these people to keep saying what they're going to say, because eventually those guys, they're going to want relationships. And I know they don't teach relationships, so they're going to fail. That's where the bottle comes in at. Because if you can wear this and spray this on your body, all right, remember the axe spray? Remember that everything, right? Right? Remember the axe spray? Okay? So let's say this is axe spray. So what we got to do, we're going to get a loser guy so everybody can think he's a loser. We'll put him in the middle of nowhere. We'll give him this bottle of axe spray, and let it spread all over his body. And then women are going to come from underneath the fucking sewers, come through the doors, and they're going to just bum rush this guy. And it's going to make the blind think that if I have this, I'm going to get that. That's how game works. Okay? That's how game works. And it's no nonsense. I know. I'm sorry, Scary Bear. I know it's real. But I respect that. I respect that, brother. Much love to you, big dog. But I'm just being honest. But that's how it works. But see, there lies the problem. Okay, there lies the problem, because you're not looking at their end game. They have their own fours. Their four is you putting your money into this. But they're not going to give you fours. They're going to give you 2 + 2 = 5. 4 + 6 = jelly. 10 + 10 is blue. They're going to give you information, but the information is not for you to be free. It's for you to keep putting more chains down and feel that you can't win unless you have what it is I'm selling you. Because, hey, if the athlete is holding it, if the musician or the rapper is holding it, if the movie star I love the most is holding it, well, goddamn, I got to get it. Oh, my God, this is going to change my life. Because that guy who could either be, some of them are bisexual, some of them are full homosexual, some of them guys don't even talk to women. Some of them are asexual. But yet, what they do is they were told years ago, you know what, if we just grow a beard, all I got to do is grow a beard and talk tough, and they're going to think I'm a man. And how many guys y'all know? How many times y'all seen? I've seen so many times this shit is funny. How many videos have y'all seen where these motherfuckers take a group of guys out into the woods to become men, to run around and chop down trees, and some take them to the beach. They blindfold them and they hold on to the next guys to learn trust, to walk into the water as one. And all they do is add music to that shit. And all of a sudden, the blind seeing that shit is motivated by fake. It's not real. Those are hired actors and actresses. They're not real. They get in line to get a role to get paid. That's all. They're using their likeness and their looks just to collect a dollar, and they don't care what they're selling as long as they get paid. But the sheep or the fool is the one that believes the bullshit. The bullshit. That's what I'm saying, dog. You don't, yeah. Oh, yeah, all that stuff. It's crazy, gentlemen. It's crazy. It is, no, not, but it's, but it, listen, it's just like church for y'all guys that are churchies. You go to church and you feel good about yourself. But as soon as you walk out that door, you snap, right? You always going to snap back to you. You can run as far. This is how the mind works. The mind is going to let you go as far as you fucking think you can go. But there's a rubber band attached to you. Because isn't it odd every time you feel like you have accomplished something, it only takes one thing to happen to snap you back to who you are? Why do you think New Year's Eve is so important? It's not about people counting down a ball dropping for 10 seconds. How much liquor can we sell? How much champagne can we sell? They got to pop the bottle. They've got to toast the new year. It's all money. It's not about the ball. It's about feeling that you're one with everybody. We're all on the same team for 10 seconds. That we're counting down and we're going to enjoy the new year together with what? A bottle of something that they bought. Do y'all think it's actually about the ball? No. It's about buying the hats and the freep. It's about buying the fireworks. It's about buying the liquor. It's about buying the tickets to go to the event. It's all manufactured for sheeps to do what sheeps do. And that's what most of y'all do. Y'all go to this shit because y'all actually think y'all doing something and they want you to think you're doing something. I didn't mean to go off, okay? I didn't mean to go off, but I just wanted to show you how deep it is. And the thing is that you must be free of it, and you must ask yourselves, if I am watching somebody, I don't care, even me, because I tell you, don't believe me. Watch me, watch anybody. But the question you got to ask yourself, is he giving me surface level information, above the surface information, or is he going below the surface? And most motherfuckers are never going below the surface. How can you go below a surface in which you've never gone in before? But real quick, but what I showed you guys, and I kind of talked about this, but I wanted to give y'all some insight on this, very important. As I told you guys before, Vincent K. Sr., there were territories of wrestling. Wrestling used to be, gentlemen, if y'all, because I'm a wrestling guy, I'm a big-ass kid, but wrestling used to be territories, okay? But Vincent K. Sr. decided to grab all the territories, bring them together, and create a federation called the Worldwide, Worldwide Wrestling. It was called the WWF. It was a federation until they lost the name. But in this federation, what can we create? We can create good guys and we can create bad guys. But how can we separate the good guy from the bad guy? Because we know there are people watch this that love the good guys because they're good. And there's people that love the bad guys because they're bad. But how can we separate the good from the bad, okay? Because we got to market this. So what we got to do is come up with this thing called kayfabe. Look up the word. Don't believe me, just look it up. Kayfabe is playing a part or a role where you have the individual believing that you do this all the time. So the bad guys, remember they used to say the parts unknown, right? He comes from parts unknown, and he's bad and he's evil, and he, like, they got the kayfabe when he's so bad that you think that, my God, when the show is over, man, he kicks cats and he roughs people up. He's really a bad guy. And then you got the good guy. Oh man, he feeds the homeless. He gives the charity organizations. He's such a good guy. That's called kayfabe. Now, in the 80s, okay? Hold on, C-Dog, I got you. And so I'll answer that question in 1 second. So in the 90s, because there was competition from a place called WCW and Ted Turner, Vincent K. McMahon, Jr., I think he was Jr., I guess he's Jr., he had to come up with some type of an era that separated. Now, it was really called the Attitude Era. But the thing about the Attitude Era was the internet was starting to come off and all the things were like changing. Everything was, the world was changing around and stuff. So what happened was, how can I, now we already understand the good versus the bad, but how can I connect the good on a deeper level with the bad on a deeper level, not with kayfabe, but now we got to use words. And the words that are important is okay, we need to come up with a thing called catchphrase, okay? Let me explain to y'all what a catchphrase is. Catchphrase is when a wrestler goes to the middle of the ring. Either his music cuts on and you hear the catchphrase, he comes in with the catchphrase, he says the catchphrase in the middle of the show, or he says the catchphrase before he leaves the wrestling ring. But the important thing about the catchphrase is, when he starts the catchphrase, the crowd finishes the catchphrase. So when the ring, I'll show you Stone Cold or The Rock. When The Rock would say, if you smell, and he would do it, but the crowd would repeat it so many times, they felt like they actually know The Rock because, wow, I'm saying what The Rock is saying. or Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, you know, because Stone Cold in the crowd would be like, Stone Cold said so. He'll grab some beers, smash them in the air, dump them in his hair, put the middle fingers up. Everybody just left. They connected with the words. It wasn't just a person who kayfabe. It was the connection through words that attached the audience members to the wrestlers. Now, I know a lot of y'all guys out there are saying, wait a second, Steve, what does this got to do with what's going on today? It's the same exact thing. Red pill, catchphrase. Going your own way, catchphrase. On your purpose, catchphrase. High value man, catchphrase. Metal, catchphrase. No fap, catchphrase. So what the YouTubers are doing is just the same thing. They're kayfabing a thought that they are players or ladies, men, and all this other stuff. They get so many women that they can tell you about women. But where you believe them is that they know you. It's like, and I'm not trying to like dumb it down. I'm not trying to make anyone look stupid, but it's on the level of a guy in a white van walking up to the little kid and say, can you help me find my cat? Gee, I wonder where Kittles is. Can you help me find him? I miss him and I love him. I just don't know where he's at. Can you help me find him? Come in my van and we'll go find him. Now, for a little kid, I mean, I'm not making fun of that, but I'm just saying on a level. Because what they're doing now is they're saying to you is that women are bad. I mean, you understand me. I mean, you don't date women. You don't have any women, so you understand what I'm saying. I mean, come on. You're a great guy. I mean, look at you, buddy. You got a nice job. Man, this is not even fair. You got a great job, great income, make money. You dress nice. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? You can't get a woman. Oh, man. Hey, look. Hey, I understand you. Why don't you don't need to be alone. You don't need to be by yourself. I understand what you're going through. I used to be just like you. And it's not fair that you're doing everything right, and yet those ancient women that are for the streets treating you that way. You don't need to be alone, my friend. I'm here for you. Come on in and worship me. That's all you got to do is come on in and worship me, and you have a home. And I will never judge you for who you are, and I will tell you how bad they are. And all I need you to do is take my words and spread my gospel to all those who are just like you. We would call those false prophets, or if you're religious, antichrist. If you're not a snake oil salesman, but for the person that sees that person, now remember I told you guys, that's not about race. A lot of young white guys are going to see that in other white young guys where you see them on YouTube and they're like, well, I connect to him because he's like me. It's like black guys. They see black guys, they say, I connect to him like me. But when they're going with the connection is these guys are saying that, look, hey, listen. I'm going to come up with a word, plastic bottle. So what I'm going to do is, because you believe me, we got to kayfabe and we got to connect plastic bottle. You see, women are bad because of the plastic bottle. You see, the nature of the plastic bottle is why women are what they're doing. Because of women's nature and the plastic bottle. You see what I'm saying? They say it enough to where the gullible person then takes on the thought of the plastic bottle. Well, guess what he does? His name might be John Doe. I'm just giving you all an example. So what he'll do is he'll change his name to Plastic Bottle because he wants all those people to know that he is a part of this type of cult. That's why you always see guys with red pill behind their name. Back in the day, it used to be PUA, so don't get mad, but they used to do this. They've been always doing this. But the guy will have Plastic Bottle Ron or plastic or blue plastic bottle this or red plastic bottle or pink or green or whatever. Then what they'll do is, like I say, it's not just a plastic bottle at this point. What level of plastic bottle are you? Are you a red plastic bottle, a blue plastic bottle, a green one, a purple one, a gray one? You pick the bottle you are, and every plastic bottle you are is going to come with a different attitude, so we can attach all that to the plastic bottle. So now what I want you to do is go spread my gospel. Go make a YouTube station, call it Plastic Bottle, and those that understand the plastic bottle are going to come to the plastic bottle. They're going to follow you. All you got to do is put plastic bottle in your fucking thing, and they will come a-running because they are already, they're hooked on the catchphrase of the word plastic bottle, meaning that I have not only created a cult, but we have pollinated this, and we're spreading it out. And what we got to do, okay, we got to keep on bringing members because I'm at the top of this. I'm at the hierarchy. So if I want to change plastic bottle into cup, I can make the change. And everybody's going to think I'm amazing because now they're learning something new on a higher level. It's no longer plastic this because you can go your own plastic bottle way, right? Well, that's kind of dying out. So we need to figure out another thing. Oh, I got an idea. Why don't we use, what's going on around the world? Oh, there's a movie called The Matrix or the Bottle Company. Huh. And the guy took a cup and he drank from the cup to get the truth. Truth cup. Okay. All right, guys, we're no longer plastic bottles. We're taking the red cup now because the red cup is going to show you the truth about all the women out there. Now, no longer the plastic bottle. We're red cup now. So now you've got to change your name from Plastic Bottle John to Red Cup John. Now, once you drink it of the cup like the person did in the movie, you're going to see the truth in the nature of a woman by the red cup that you are partaking in. And then the guy that's on the outside is like, oh, my God, this guy's a genius. Oh, my God, I just didn't know. Wow. Yeah, man, I'm a red cup guy. Yeah, I used to be a plastic bottle, but now I'm red cup. Yeah, the red cup is showing me the nature of a woman, and I understand the nature of a woman. But the whole time, he's not teaching you anything. All he's doing is changing. He's going from plastic to cup, okay? And that's all he's doing. But what most people don't understand is that they're focused on the cup. They're focused on whatever. Remember magic? Magic isn't here. Magic is over here. You're just looking at this. You're not seeing what I'm trying to do. So follow me. Let's come up with words and phrases so when you talk, you can speak and we know it's you. Hey, I'm a blue cup. Yeah. And I understand the cup. I'm a high-value blue cup. Or I went my own way cup. Or I'm no fap cup. I mean, they just come up with these catchphrase words every fucking year. It's amazing. But because you see them on the TV screen, you think they actually know what the fuck they're talking about. They actually know. Like, I could be a motherfucking hairdresser. And mama be like, hey, well, you look like you're a tough guy. Hey, look, I'm going to pay you some money, clean you up. And what I want you to do, we're going to hire some women. Matter of fact, we won't even hire women. This is what we're going to do. I know a guy that we can borrow his Ferrari. He's got a few women. Now, ladies, hey, ladies, come here, ladies. Ladies. We're going to be filming a scene here, and all you got to do is rub up on me. But here, I need you to sign your name away, please. Sign your name here, giving me a lot. Okay, your likeness. Thank you very much. I need you to sign the waiver. Thank you very much. Thank you. You signed the waiver. Now, all ladies, all we're doing is, look, the guy's going to hold the cup. Y'all going to be wowed by him, and then you're going to, like, give him a hug or rub his face. That's all you're doing, okay? All right? All right. And, okay, we're about to roll film. Now what I want you to do is I want you to act like, now, this is the role you're playing. Now, you're going to just walk from there to there, and he's going to come up to you. Give him a little bit of resistance, okay? Just not much. But let him say whatever he's saying. And then once he gets done saying it, what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and hug him or rub his face. And that's all you want to do, okay? You good? Okay. Here's your money. All right, let's go. All right, everybody, is everybody ready? We got the gifts. We got the cameras ready. Everybody ready to go? And action. Hey, how you doing? What can I help you with? Oh, nothing. I just wanted to say that, you know, that I saw you using my Red Cup NLP, and I came up to you, and, you know, I think you're a naughty girl, and you need to be with a guy like, oh, you're crazy. Zoom in on the hands. Zoom in on the touch. Oh, yeah. Wait. Zoom in. Okay, hold it. Yeah, so, okay, well, yeah, give me a call and everything. Matter of fact, I'm thinking, you know what? Here's my address. Why don't you come to my place? Well, I normally don't do it, but I'll think I might just do it. Okay, baby, well, I got to go. And cut. All right, good job. We need to take two. Baby girl, next time you do that, man, don't touch him with the left. Kind of go right to left if you can, baby. Let's go. Take three. So they do all that, and then they take all that shit to the film room. Market it, slice it up, fix it up. And then what they do is they put that shit on YouTube, and then the unsuspecting fool be like, jeez, I'm having a hard time with women, man. Fuck these women. I'm having it. And then, hey, what's this? Wow, he's a white guy like me, or a black guy like me, or a Chinese guy like me, or a Mexican guy like me. What's he doing? He's showing me. Wait. Whoa, look how preachy. Oh, my God. What, he said that? Whoa, wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. And I'm going to use y'all guy. Hey, CM. CM. Yo. Dude, you need to watch this. Dude, this guy, he just had a cup and walked up to this woman, and she found a shit. Oh, no, call Alex. Call Mr. Likes. Call Ivan. Call Freelance. Call Beyond the Weight Room. Call the – oh, my God, y'all didn't see this. Oh, my God. Do you see that? He just walked up to her with a cup, and she touched him. And he's going to get a one-night lay. Holy shit. Who is the guy? Let me go to his YouTube channel. Hi, how you doing? My name is Cup. And you know what? I tell you what, man, the red cup is the way to go. Because the red cup is going to show you the true. And then out of nowhere, a woman's hand comes and touches him. Not now, baby. Not now. I'm talking to my guys. And if you want to understand the true nature of a woman, you got to buy my book called The Rational Cup. And in my book, we're going to talk about the cup nature of a woman. And if you just follow this, you will understand them more. And you will have... Stop, woman. We'll have sex later. And you're watching this shit from the comfort of your home, and you're thinking, holy fuck, is this guy real? He's got to be real. He's got 1,000 subscribers. He's got 2,000 subscribers. He's got 200,000 subscribers. He's got to be legit. I mean, come on. Have you ever heard anything like a red cup before? Never heard it before. I mean, I heard about this plastic bottle thing, but... Whoa, this red cup shit is just amazing. Oh, my God, it's the newest thing. It's the next best. I can't believe it. Wow. And then he got his friends and everything. He's hanging around his friends. And then one of his friends break off because, you know, even in TV they do this. See, in TV when they have hit shows, they don't care about the hit. They care about you caring about the characters. Because in hit shows, they can take a character and spin them off on their own show that connects the other show, right? So, Red Cup, man, you know his boy, man, the Can. Oh, yeah. Have you seen the Can do his thing? Yeah, he's boys with the Red Cup. And I think they boys with plastic bottle. Dude, guess what? Yo, like when you have bands break up, like the Jacksons or Michael Jackson breaking up, doing his own thing, you know, bands breaking up or rappers, you know, like what's that little motherfucker name? Lil Wayne, you know, he was with his group, he broke off and everything. Or when G-Unit broke up, they always do their own things. So everybody's amazed, right? Or like when NWA broke up, Dre did his own thing. Fucking Cube did his own thing. So here we go again. So It's all about the cup, right? But hey, yo, man, did you hear about the can? Yo, man, yeah, man. Man, what is he talking about? Man, dude, the can is saying that, you know what? You're a high-value man. Wait, what are you talking about? Yeah, man, I saw the can on World Star cuss out a woman, and I'm like, he's the godfather. Oh, my God. He's the best thing. Man, you think the plastic bottle in the red cup is something. Dude, the can is telling us about we're high-value men. Wait. Let's go to his YouTube and see. Hey, how you doing? I'm Mr. Hey. How you doing? I'm the can. You know what the can says, man? You high value. Get your money right. You get your money up. Lift your weights. Take your vitamins. Say your prayers. And you're going to get a woman like the can. See, the can. Because you're high value. Get your money up. Be on your purpose. Even though you don't know what your purpose is. But your purpose is what I say your purpose is. But you know what you got to do? You got to be like the can. And then, after you get done with the can, after a few years later of following the plastic bottle, the cup, the can, I mean, you got the plastic bottle, you got the red cup, you got the can, and then the can's boy is the cup. And then the cup is going to come up with something new. It's right around the corner. We don't know what it is yet, but it's coming. It's coming around that corner. And all you're doing is jumping from one to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And that's how they get you. It's like the new Jordans come out or the new Yeezys or whatever you want to name. It's the new this. And they know you got to have it because you want to be in. So even though you know plastic bottle, even though you know a red cup and you know can, now is the regular cup. And it's not, we don't know yet because it's a new year. It's coming. But eventually, somebody's going to get a new kayfabe idea. And you guys out there are going to believe that it's something brand new, like it's some magical shit that's always happened. That's going to show you that you know what, women are terribly and awful. And the worst part about it, whether it's a plastic bottle, a red cup, a can or a cup, they're talking about the thing you want to fuck so bad that you're watching those guys. You see what I'm saying? That do y'all see what I'm telling y'all guys, man? Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying, Coach. All they doing. Yep, all they doing. And that's what I'm saying. Pumpernickel. That's what I'm saying. So I just wanted to say that real quick. We'll get back. I'm sorry. I ran my mouth, so I'm going to go a little bit more longer on the show. But I'm sorry I ran my mouth. But I just wanted y'all to see that you don't understand what's really actually going on until you actually see it from the third eye. You've got to see what it is you're doing and begin to question, what am I doing? And is what I'm doing going to help me grow me, or is it going to help me to grow the person that's telling me all this fucking theory as facts? Well, he's cool, so he must be right because he looks cool. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to show you guys, because it's coming. This is coming. We're in the beginning of the year, but look at the change that we went through last year. I think purpose. Let me see. What did we go through? We went through high value. We went to no FAP, and I think we were leaving purpose or SYSBM. I think we were leaving. I think we were kind of, they were leaving like go out of the country, but they were really hard on no FAP and high value man last year. If you think about it, then the year before, it was being on your purpose and going your own way. You see what I'm saying? And the worst part about it is y'all don't even realize that most of you were a part of that shit. And you didn't see that y'all were getting played because none of the people are actually giving you the solution. Because if they gave you the solution, why would you listen to them anymore? I'm not going to give you the solution. I'm not going to tell you you're a loser for watching me. I'm going to keep the charade going because the longer I keep it going, you can pass my gospel out to the next guy. You see what I'm saying? The next guy. That's how it works. But let me get back into the show. I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to take a moment to show y'all because this is how this is. And again, it's known. I just want y'all to see it because you're not supposed to see it when you're on the other side of the street. You remember I did a boot camp long time ago. I told you this years ago in a boot camp. There are those guys up on the mountain. There are us, women, marketers, and advertisers, and we're all eating off of you. Only thing we're eating off is we're just taking what the fuck y'all scare away. Y'all scare them to us. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to manipulate you or take anything from you. We're just being what we are, okay? So it's something that y'all got to think about, but let me continue the show. I'm sorry, guys. I was running my mouth. Let me continue the show. So, and we'll continue this tomorrow as well. We can go into it tomorrow as well, okay? So the thing and the reason why I'm saying all of this is because even though this we're laughing at this, it's got to be a break in your thinking to realize, does it make sense? Does it make sense? What do I learn from the information? Is this information, if I can't talk to a woman, is this going to show me how to talk to a woman? If I can't put my bid in, or what y'all call approaching, is this going to help me to navigate how I approach a woman? Because if this is the answer no, then why the fuck am I listening to Red Cup Talk? Because all they're doing is talking about a goddamn cup, and I believe that cup is real. Cup ain't real. It's just a fucking cup. Just like a pill. Anyway, getting back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more because I went on a rant. I'm sorry, man. It's just that I just feel bad for a lot of y'all guys, man, because it's just bad out here how they getting y'all motherfuckers. Anyway, so, and the reason why I'm saying all this is this. Listen, the one thing that this guy, and pretty soon this guy, they have one thing in common. They've got one thing in common. And this is so fucking important because this should be the connect or the break. They're working with this guy right here. They're working with this guy right here. Because he's the one telling you to listen to them. He's the one saying this is the new Messiah. This guy is good. This guy is new. Never hurt. Wow, we need to keep listening to him. See, it's not the fault of the person talking about the red cup. It's the fault of the individual believing that whatever the shit they hear is actually real. But here's the thing. This is very important. Not to be serious, not joking. But key to all of this, when it pertains to you and your mind, they all have one thing in common. It is the ultimate rule, the ultimate goal, and their ultimate four. They got one rule. It's one basic rule that they all have in common. And that is, they want to keep everybody that watches them problematic and not solution-based. But in what they're teaching you, they think that they're giving you a solution when all they're doing is talking about problems. But y'all ain't supposed to see that. Y'all are supposed to see that they're actually giving me a solution, but are they really giving you a solution, or are they just talking about a bunch of feminine ass problems? See, marketing. Now, listen, I just want to let y'all know this. I can say this. Don't worry. I'm not going to get killed tomorrow. My car's not going to blow up because we're not going to dent. Now, this is why I get to say this shit. We're not going to change the economy or dent what's going on right now. So I'm allowed to tell you what I'm about to tell you. We're not fucking up the world. We're not. What I'm about to talk about is really powerful, but we are so small that we're allowed to talk about this shit because this is not going to go far. This is not going to go as far as a red cup. Now, a red cup will go very, very far because problematics is what sells products, what sells foods and shit. That's why it can go as far as it wants. But what I'm about to talk about, it's going to fall short. But it's the rule, and it's I'm going to explain the why to the rule, but I make sure if y'all have a question and everything, gentlemen, y'all can put a Q in there. Let me make sure I check all the questions and everything. Let me answer this question before I tell you the next part, okay? Let me double-check the questions, guys, because I told you I want to make sure I answer all your questions and all that other stuff. Let me see. She says, I'm going to fall in love with you She said, I'm going to fall in love with you if you stop being so nice to me. She says, I'm going to fall in love. Wait, I'm going to fall in love with you. Stop being so nice to me. How do you conquer her mind? Sometimes the answer is in the fucking question. Why the fuck are you being so nice to her? Again, you know what you're doing. Judgment number three. You're trying to fit in what she thinks she wants you to be to get the pussy. And here's the problem. You're falling into a judgment, man. Man, stop that shit, okay? So here you go. Now, let's get into... what we're talking about. Now, this is very important. And again, this is very important. Don't worry. I'm not going to die. No one's going to take me out for it because we're not big enough to say some shit on a range that was going to disrupt the ecosystem of the economy. We're not going to damage that, but it's going to change a few of you guys, which is perfect because this is going to get y'all pussy. Okay. The one thing that we always try to do is every show and every video I put out, even in the masterclass, I would keep dropping those. And all we're going to do, all we do, okay, we try to help you help yourself by trying to make sense of everything you consider as a problem. And not only coming up with a solution for the problem, but to be able to have enough strength to carry out the solution, to take whatever happens, to then reassess what you do, to make the adjustments, to go back out and repeat the same cycle. Okay, so that's the difference here, okay? But this is what is very... important, okay? Because this is deep. We'll get deep, okay? See, most of you guys are blinded by your truth because he who's here has his hands over your eyes and whispering to you what he thinks you should hear versus what you need to know. And that's why you feel like you are actually in tune with the person with the red cup here or the guy telling you a high value, whatever the fuck you are, because you feel that you are in tune with it, okay? All right? But the problem is that you are very accepting of it because it's new, without even lifting the hood to see how it operates and see how it runs, okay? It's very important, okay? If it grabs hold of how you see things and you focus, or it grabs hold of your attention, okay, and it makes you feel like you have a certain heightened of awareness or a new knowledge of the red cup that you never had before, you're apt to cling on to it thinking that it's brand new. And remember the rule, guys, there's nothing new under what? The sun. There's nothing new. So when you see something new, you better think twice about it, because if they're saying it's new, it's not new. There's nothing new under the sun. Because there are a lot of guys that say, Steve, what you're teaching is outdated, but then I would say to him, how is learning about yourself outdated? And they'd be like, well, you black. You know what I mean, I don't know. They don't know what to say, because learning about yourself will never be outdated. The moment that you tap, now this is why a man mindset, not my mindset, your mindset as a man, why your core is important. Because see, when you tap into you, okay, you finally cut the one thing that this guy or your mind doesn't want you to cut. And that is being, get your crayons out, crayon time, crayon, crayon, crayon. And that is being emotionally involved in the situation. Remember I told you about the kayfabe and the catchphrases, right? So when you hear something, because you're more like mommy and not like daddy, you become like a woman, emotionally involved to the situation. You become involved in the situation. But what it doesn't want you to know is that when you tap into your core of who you are as a man, you truly cut being emotionally involved in it, because we're not using our emotions. We're using our fucking logic, to see the world for what the fuck it is versus what we want it to be. Okay. We're getting deep here. We're getting deep, but I want to keep talking about this. Okay. Very important. See, when you create your government for you and you alone, gentlemen, all right, the world becomes crystal clear, because even though I'm in, let's just say vortex, I don't know, just in the world. Even though I'm in the world of the weather that we don't control, but we're going in the same direction, even though I'm in the world of nature, which is happening all around us, right? Even though I'm in the world of males, and I'm still in those worlds, that the world is crystal clear to me, because I can see it, because I'm only